Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. And it's Monday, January 17th, 2011, MLK Day.
Episode 6.49, the divisional recap show.
What a weekend of football. Oh, my gosh.
Except for one game.
Except for all the games. They were fantastic. They were
beautiful. Except for one game.
Oh, Steven, don't be so, just, you know, get over it. It happens.
Except for one game.
What? The game where, you know.
You'll get your chance, smart guy.
Because I'm the smartest man alive.
Yeah, I gave it to you.
You gave it to me on a platter, and I say
I did.
Thank you.
I gave it to you.
You went with the Seahawks. What are you going
to
do?
I gave it to you on a platter. I should have just stuck with the Jets.
You should have stuck
with
your guns.
You were going to make the Patriots the challenge game, and then it would be over. But this Seattle, it was awful.
It
what,
was
their
awful.
First
they were terrible.
Series, they were 3-and-out and punt? Something
Seattle
disgusting
was bad.
Like that?
Seattle was really bad. They were awful. They had no fire, no energy.
They didn't show up.
They left it. Dude, how long can a 7-and-9 team be just kind of playing above their heads? I'd say 1 week is the answer.
Actually, it was more like 3 quarters because New Orleans tried to catch them there in the
That's
end of the
true.
Fourth quarter.
That's
so
true.
For 3 quarters, they were awesome. And then, they were just awful. Could somebody tell me why Seattle and Baltimore had problems hanging on the ball yesterday?
You know what happens? Everybody had trouble hanging on the ball yesterday at some point. LaDainian Tomlinson put it on the ground. Tom Brady threw an interception. It was a crazy weekend
and
of football.
And the Pats had 3 fumbles that they recovered themselves.
Yeah. I mean, the ball
the
was
Jets
on the ground a lot.
Could not recover the fumbles. Lots of football to
we
talk about.
We got coaching carousel.
We've
finally comes to a
great
close.
Great news. Yes, the carousel is over. And I've got the biggest news in the NFL that has ever come to the NFL. Ever.
Wow.
Happened today.
Wow.
And I'm going to have to give you that.
Where was I?
In a moment. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
The biggest news in the world?
What do you mean? Where were you? You don't know about the news?
You know, I had a great day. It was Martin Luther King Day, man.
It was.
So a lot of time with the family. Jordan finally came home, freed my car.
I could have a lot of time with the family. I work.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Yep. And we had everybody home, all hands on deck today at the Ellis house, and it was a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Sorry you couldn't afford that.
I kept trying to call you, and you were never there.
Well, you know, I saw The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale. Amazing movie.
Some fun.
Amazing movie.
Amazing or just a good movie?
No, amazing. Christian Bale could honestly, if you're listening to this program right now, you're listening to this program, just to be clear about that, you are. Christian Bale could be you. And I don't care if you're 85. I don't care if you're 10. I don't care if you're male or female.
I'm pretty sure Christian Bale could not be me.
I'm pretty sure he could because my mimicry is crap and his is dead on.
Yeah, you don't even
no,
sound like
I
me
No, I couldn't
at all.
Begin to. But again,
and
Christian
he,
Bale could.
I don't think so.
Dude, at the end, they show
so.
These guys, the real guys,
yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh.
It's really him.
He steps into a character.
I'm
He's
pretty
not
sure
American.
That, I'm pretty sure that guy was white, though.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, I don't think Christian Bale could be me.
Okay.
Over. End of story.
Now you're limiting him. You're playing the race card on
no,
Martin Luther King Day.
Okay. Thank
you. I've got this for Martin Luther King Day, by the way.
Well, I like the way we hair. Wear natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no messy Jerry curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Dr. King ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
And you lying. You ain't
lying. You
ain't Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did. No,
knocked
didn't.
The wind
yes,
out of
he
me.
Did. No, he did not.
That is one of my all-time favorite scenes,
Steven, I pulled
man.
That up just for you.
I love the
Happy
all
Martin Luther
those
King Day.
Barber scenes.
Yes.
From Coming to America.
They should make a 20-minute movie of just the barber shop. And he goes in and he wants the Jerry curls, man. And,
yeah,
and he's like, why, man? Your hair looks great.
Yes, it's so natural.
Natural. Just like Dr. Martin Luther King.
I never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
I did, too.
Knocked the wind out of me.
Knocked the wind out of me.
I did.
Oh, he said, oops, I'm sorry. I thought you were someone else.
Some of my favorite scenes. Yeah, absolutely. Movie screen time.
I thought about, I mean, over the years gone by, over the, this is our sixth season, we've played a lot of clips of Dr. King.
Yes.
But we haven't gotten the comedic route with Dr. King, and I thought it was appropriate. It's about
very
time.
Very nice.
We've been very
there.
Respectful in years gone by, and this is not
you
disrespectful.
You ain't never meant Dr. Luther King. I did. Knocked the wind out of me.
He said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were someone else.
Which around that time it could
seriously.
Be, yeah, you know, your people. Yeah, you
I don't
know.
Walk around. First of all, I don't walk. I don't take point on anything if I'm him.
Right.
I'm never in the front. I'm surrounded by people.
Yeah.
I'm in a Pope mobile if I'm him. Seriously, man.
Oh man, good stuff there. Great clip. But the news is in, Jeffrey.
So what's
NFL
the biggest news that I was a little busy about that I missed?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm standing
I'm
by.
I'm looking
about
for it.
Cable's replacement. I knew. Standing by.
Brett Favre has filed his retirement papers
again
to the NFL after 20 seasons.
Again.
Quietly, no press conferences, no big hurrah, no teary speeches, just quietly went about signing his papers of retirement, and the brother is gone. I hope you looked at him very, very well this season. Because you ain't seen the brother for 5 years till the dude comes out and get enshrined into the Hall of Fame.
What would the league be without Brett Favre? I say meaningless.
And
welcome
for the next 5 years, the league's meaningless, man.
So once he's inducted in Canton, it'll be meaningful again?
Meaningful again, yes.
So, Steve, why are you and I sitting here right now if we're talking about meaningless NFL
well, we
football
gotta,
for the next 5 years?
We got to finish the season.
Strong,
just because we started the season, we're going to be at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, seriously.
We're gonna work it out. We're going to finish the season.
I told Agu that I was going to try and get Marshall Faulk's autograph for
and
him.
And then I will retire for 5 years because
until
it's
the league
be,
becomes meaningful
absolutely,
again. Because,
absolutely.
My gosh, without Brett Favre.
And networks are going to try and get him to come be an analyst, and they're going to throw money at him. He's going to be like, I'm done. Done.
D-U-N.
Done. And you ain't seen. I'm telling you, just as quietly as he filled his paperwork for retirement today,
paper mache
work. He filled it out, and now he's done. He is. It's over.
Well, happy for him, and hope he didn't get any writer's cramp filling out his form.
But now, after saying all of that, I just want you all to know that the Brett Favre watch for 2011 is on, baby.
That's right.
Because at this time, he's not playing football. But talk to me again in July and August, yeah. And we'll figure it out.
That's right. Brett Favre watch is on. We're going to get Scott Hansen of NFL Network parked outside Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Outside his
house.
In
the driveway of Brett Favre's estate.
That's got to be probably the coolest assignment.
Dumbest assignment.
I want that assignment.
Dude.
As a matter of fact, if I get picked up by a network next year, my first assignment, I hope, is to go sit in
go
front.
Go join Scott Hansen.
Yeah, just
Scott
go
Hansen.
Sit out in front of Brett's house.
You're going to have Susie Colberg, Scott Hansen, and Steve Miranda
there you go.
Hanging out in front of Brett's house.
Yeah, I will buy Susie Colberg and Scott Hansen. I'll buy them some lunch.
Sure, I would
absolutely.
Hope so.
Buy
it's
them
only
lunch
the polite
and, you know,
thing to do.
Talk to them a little bit. And oh, we missed him. Got in the van. Darn it.
Because
Steven Miranda was buying him lunch.
What a dumb assignment.
Oh, man. All right, Jeffrey. Hugh Jackson.
And not Hugh Jackman. That joke was funny the first time. And then
Hugh
I saw
Jackson.
Hugh Jackson. I'm like,
yes.
You know what? He looks good. He
Hugh
looks like
Jackson is nothing compared to Hugh Jackman.
But I must say.
He's not Wolverine.
No, he's not Wolverine. What he did with that offense over the last couple of years is rather Wolverine-ish. Once Cable took over the job. He came in as offensive coordinator for the Raiders,
yep.
and they doubled their offensive output under him.
Adam Schefter tweeted this, Jeffrey. He said, an NFL executive texted me the following. What's the over-under in years for a grievance between L. Davis and Hugh Jackman?
Oh, grievance. That's nice. You know, what I read, what was so funny is that Al Davis did not make a press conference. He simply released a statement today.
Yes.
And my question is, you know, if I'm Tom Cable, I file a grievance for no other reason than, look, I made this team each year better than they were the year before and returned them to not excellence, but respectability in the league and not the laughingstock and butt of every single joke. And you fire me. Why? Because you don't want to pay me more than $1.5 million.
Right.
And what, I mean, I can't think of any other reason. We don't know the ins and outs. We don't know what was going on up there. But it seems very clear to anyone who's paying attention up there that it came down to money.
Well, here's my question.
And so now we got a rookie head coach. He's never coached anywhere
as
a head coach.
At what point does the league and Goodell say, you know what, since we suspend and fine players for doing bad thing and
damaging the shield.
When do we start fining Al Davis for damaging the shield?
Thank you.
I mean, seriously, you brought a very good point there with Cable bringing the team to 8-8. This year. When was the last time they were 8-8?
The year they went to the Super Bowl.
When was the last time they were in contention for to win that division?
The year they went to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Stop me if you've heard this. The year they went to the Super Bowl.
That's a long time ago.
That was the team that John Gruden built and then left and went to Tampa Bay.
That was the year your mom lost the Super Bowl squares at your house and cried.
She's still
She was counting the money, dog. And then
Patty's doing better, by the way, everyone. Thanks for your prayers.
And then Gannon threw that pick at the end there, Brooks, and he returned it for a touchdown. It's like,
I already spent it.
I already logged on to eBay and bought something.
Yeah, that's my mom. She spends money she doesn't even have.
Good stuff. I mean, that's how long it's been.
Steven, I heard the dumb question again on Sirius NFL Radio on the way in tonight. A caller called in and asked if they had kept to the Rooney Rule in hiring Hugh Jackson.
Yeah, there's some dumb people.
And these are not people with an axe to grind, Steven. These are not people out playing gotcha or something like that with politics. These are sincere questions, apparently, that people that are just really confused about the Rooney Rule.
Yes.
Which the Rooney Rule is very, very simply giving African-American and minority coaches a chance to become legitimate NFL head coaches and executives in the front office. That is the entire purpose of the Rooney Rule. It has worked really well, generally. And I don't understand why someone says, okay, a black man was hired. Was a white man interviewed? A white man doesn't have to be interviewed. When was the last time a white man didn't have an opportunity? I'm sorry, and on Martin Luther King Day, to have that kind of stupidity. I do not believe in affirmative action. This is political. I understand. But this is one situation where you had a racial disparity in the NFL, and the only way you were going to address this was by something like this. And it's working. It's working.
Yeah, gosh.
And so, come on. It's not fair that a white man may not have been interviewed, which, by the way, he probably was. Al Davis never interviews less than 10 people for any job.
12.
Okay, 12. Seriously. And so, you know, and Al Davis, let's see, who was the first to hire a minority coach? I think that was Al Davis. He had Tom Flores back in the 70s.
Yep.
So it's like, this is silly, people.
And Archell.
Seriously.
And then John Madden.
Well, he was, yeah, John is his own race. John is his own race, by the way.
He's his own people. He's his own people.
He keeps his own
people. And I love the people.
Love the
people. I love the John Madden people.
All of them.
But there you go. All right. Other NFL news, the Chicago Bears are already talking smack.
Wait a minute. Why? What?
The Bears. The Bears.
Talking smack with the Pack?
Tight end Kellen Davis.
Kellen who?
Kellen Davis, exactly.
I'm sorry, there's Chris Cooley.
I don't even know if he caught.
And he's pretty dang good.
You mean Greg Olsen?
Greg Olsen. Yeah, and Greg Olsen, like ubiquitous. Yeah. He's everywhere, man.
Well, it wasn't Greg Olsen. It was Kellen Davis.
That'd apparently be the backup, I'm guessing, to Greg Olsen. Because Greg Olsen rules.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He says, we're going to win. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's good for you. I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong,
and
too,
so does most of Vegas, where they have the line as more than a field goal. This is not a Trisha special upset special.
So the Bears are favored by more than a field goal?
The Packers are favored by 4.
Okay, so it wouldn't be Trisha's upset because
they're on the
road.
I said it would not be. It wouldn't. No, the Bears are hosting.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
The Packers are on the road,
but
so
most
there's
people
no
would expect,
chance.
Most people would expect a home
that
team this far in the playoffs that they would be a favorite. But
no.
They're not. The team that finished behind them in the division is favored to beat them on
what
the
about,
road.
What about in the AFC? Who's favored there?
4 points for the home team. Steelers.
So the Steelers are favored by 4.
Isn't that amazing?
And the Packers
are
favored
by
4.
Awesome opening lines.
You know what? Hey, to all the Bears fans, like, Steven's going to find another way to not give the Bears any credit. When we get to the game against them beating the Seattle, I'll give them some credit. But about this line,
seriously,
that's not me. I don't make the lines.
We're not responsible for that. They don't even check in with us.
That's Las Vegas.
They and for the people who suggested that somehow you and I could get a game switched off of Sky Sports 4.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of power either.
Yeah, we can't make it on Sky 1 or Sky 2 HD because, you know what, especially on Saturday, we're never getting the NFL on Sky 1 or Sky 2 on a Saturday. Okay, there's this thing called football, as the rest of the world knows it, and that takes priority always.
So, Jeffrey, just to, so that I don't give, you know, Kellen Davis a bad rap or anything, let me read you his quote.
All right, quote.
It's a huge game, the crowd's going to be crazy, and the buildup's going to be nuts, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
Doesn't he know whom he's facing? Steven, I've got this little ditty, courtesy of Ed, on our weekend chats.
Little ditty.
He wanted...
Jack Diane.
It's actually from Ed, but... Ed wanted t-shirts printed up that said Coon and Friends. And I didn't have the money or time to do that, but I did have this for Ed. Coon and Friends is a South Park reference. They did a three-part episode where they were superheroes.
I thought you were talking about the Packer running back, John Coon.
Coon, here we go. Okay. Enjoy.
Coon and Friends alert. Coon and Friends alert. Alert. Seriously. All Coon Friends to base. Alert, you guys. I'm seriously.
I'm seriously.
Oh, South Park, dude.
So Cartman is Coon. He's a raccoon disguised superhero.
Okay.
And the Friends is everybody else. There's Tupperware guy.
Yes.
And he's Coon. And then there's Mint Berry Crunch, which is the best. That's Butters. And he's Mint Berry Crunch. And he ends up being the guy who says, I don't mean to give away the three-parter, but he saves the day.
Why?
And he's like half man, half Mint Berry.
Okay.
And Cartman just doesn't let him even in the club. He locks him in a cage eventually because he's not cool enough like Coon is, like a raccoon, man. So John Coon was going to have something to say to Mr. Davis about the outcome of this Bears-Packers game. John
not
Coon was
cool.
playing out of his mind. But, dude, what a great game. We saw so much good football this weekend. Very little poor football this weekend.
Really?
I think so.
I think some people in New England.
Some people in New England are very frustrated.
As a matter of fact, some people in New England might go to say that it wasn't the Jets, it was the Patriots performing so poorly that that's why the outcome of the game was as it was.
They wouldn't be alone in that assessment.
That's a bad assessment, dog. The Jets outsmacked them.
Well, look.
Outsmacked them.
Minimally, they were outcoached. And I'm not using that as a joke. They were outcoached.
Took it personal. Which was my comment today,
Steven,
Jeffrey.
It's a brilliant comment on Twitter. Steven says, how exactly is Rex Ryan supposed to make this game against the Pittsburgh Steelers personal? Because that's the only way he seems to be able to win, is to make it really personal and get ugly.
I can't find
a thread. These are two teams that play in the same conference, seldom play each other.
And the Jets already beat them in Pittsburgh once. So it's not like they've beaten us so many
times.
Yeah,
no. There's not a lot to go on.
I don't know how you make
Roethlisberger,
it
personal. Sanchez, Santonio Holmes.
But what about Holmes? He left Pittsburgh to be. He's a Jet now.
And now they're returning to Pittsburgh, and he's a Jet. There, it's personal. I'm trying.
I don't know how they're supposed to do it,
but it was a great question.
They only seem
to be able to win when they make it personal, and good luck with making this one personal, because play like Jess. Did you see Braylon Edwards' back handspring where he nearly took a guy's arm off?
I loved it.
But he nearly took one of his teammates' arms off.
It was a camera angle.
It was not. I was watching the yardage markers.
Was not anywhere
near him. He was leaving the field as a Jet. What does Rex Ryan implore his players to do?
Yes, leave as a Jet. Play like a Jet. But Jeffrey... But the guy was cut. Braylon was way inside the numbers, and his teammate, whichever one it was, left the sideline.
No, he's on the hash marks. I was watching.
He left.
Replay it again.
The dude comes from the sideline. He leaves the sideline to come out as a Jet.
Right, with and full wingspan, arms
Braylon
out
was,
like a Jet. Braylon didn't know he was there.
Braylon was awesome.
And if
I loved it.
Man, it would have been terrible if Braylon came down and cracked that guy's wing. It wouldn't have been an arm because he was leaving like a Jet, man.
You know what? I'm gonna find that video right now.
You'll see the hash marks right there that he's running underneath. Yeah. Great weekend of games, Steven. Just take us through the big picture.
Hold on one second.
I'm just saying, we got
New
news and stuff.
Safety Patrick Chung coming on record and taking responsibility for the botched fake punt.
Patrick, good. You should because you blew it.
Because you didn't handle the snap, first of
all. Yeah, pretty bad.
But second of all, I'm putting the responsibility on
Belichick. That was not a good call.
Not the place to call the fake punt there.
Now, again, the outcome of the play does not determine whether or not it was a good call.
No.
However,
I'm saying it wasn't a good call.
We're saying it was a good call. If he had made it, he would have been seen as a hero, and we would have gone, I'm not sure it's a good call.
Yeah.
Not, it seems a little really risky down in your end. But that is what makes Belichick Belichick, Steven. Yes. He does the unpredictable, the tricky. I know, and he does the unexpected, and that's what has made him a great head coach in the NFL. Unfortunately, he's packed up and
Here's what Tom Brady had to say on the game, Jeffrey.
I saw Tom, man.
We didn't win the game, and that mattered most.
Brady said a lot more than that, and he said it with class and dignity. It's hard to hate New England for how they do carry themselves generally.
All right, whatever.
It is easy to hate them.
So glad I changed my pick. What I'm mad at is I didn't keep my pick on the show.
Their swagger makes them easy to hate. Their behavior makes them really hard to hate.
Yeah.
The Jets, far easier to hate because they run their mouths constantly and call you dirty words.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I'm a Jet.
Maybe you run your mouth.
If I was a Jet, I would be a Jet, probably. I would play and act like a Jet.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Did that surprise you?
Not at all.
Okay, there you go. Because this whole, we're going to bench Wes Welker because he made fun of Rex Ryan. That is so freaking stupid.
I can't even say stupid
loud enough.
Because
my
great.
Daughters are in the next room.
Daddy's
but you know what?
That's a nice word.
That's a
dirty word.
Blank, blank, blank. That's what I'm trying to say about. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Your best wide receiver on the field, I'm going to bench him for a little bit because he said some things that I rated that could make the other team irate, and that's just not what we're about. You know what? What you are about, it just makes me irate. Thank you.
Steven, all I look for in anyone, consistency. Bill Belichick benching Wes Welker, I liked it because it was consistent.
But it's stupid.
It may be, in your opinion, in your worldview, and I don't have an opinion on this,
you're gonna
but he's being consistent.
You're going to bench somebody for saying something in one of the biggest games of the year.
Again.
And you need him. He's the guy that makes your offense go, and your offense never got in sync. Why? Because the guy who ran the middle
stirs
of the field
drink.
Throughout the whole season, once you let Randy Moss go, this is the guy who made everybody else go, and you're not going to start him, and that makes your whole offense get out of sync for the whole beginning of the game. Idiotic, moronic, stupid, and that's the stupid pride that man has, and people who call him geniuses are not smart. Because he is not a genius. That is not how you run your football team. The whole essence of your football team, ever since you let Randy Moss go, and fine, everybody saw you as a genius for that. And it worked with Wes Welker in the middle of the field making plays.
And
then you
Edelman
started
and
your
all
whole,
their cast of friends and Hernandez.
Your whole game plan had to change because you had to make a statement because Wes went out and had a little bit
of
fun.
He ran his mouth.
He had a little bit of fun making fun of Rex Ryan.
Yeah, in a way that, to me, crossed the line, Steven. And I'm really...
Everybody crossed the line. Did you see the pictures of the feet surrounding Rex's face on a newspaper?
That's the media. Is that the players or is that the press, Steven? Is there a distinction between players and press?
I tell you what, all the players were talking about it, and he's the one who had the guts to go out and say it on record. And you know what? And even Rex said, I don't have a problem with it. You know what? I made a mistake. I'm not going to get into talking about the details.
He didn't make a mistake. He didn't do anything wrong in that case. When he flipped the guy off, that was a mistake.
No, he's talking about his personal stuff getting out on the internet. That was
again,
a mistake.
Did he let it out on the internet or did one of his assistants when he was in Baltimore?
I don't know.
Friends like that, who needs enemies?
Exactly. But you know, Rex was like, you know,
he's been a distraction, and he acknowledged that. I loved his press conference where he's like, I've put Woody through an awful lot this year, and you know what? I'm just glad that he stands behind me and everything like that, and I apologize when I've been a distraction.
When the Super Bowl this year, I'll stand behind you as long as you want me to stand behind you.
No, I love
what the
Jets are doing.
I just think that the benching of Wes Welker was moronic. And anybody who said that was a brilliant thing to do in a crucial game for a guy that was very important in your offense didn't really know what that offense was all about.
Steven, I am old school enough that I say it does not matter what the venue is, how big the game is. If a guy deserves disciplining, then he gets disciplined. I don't care if it's a Super Bowl or what.
I understand if the guy goes out and has a DUI the night before the game, bench him. If the guy goes out and punches somebody in the mouth the night before the game, bench him. If the guy's in the media talking something and talks some smack about somebody else and doesn't get all crazy and start
using a-holing and F-bombs.
That was the smartest.
But that was Jets that was football the smartest versus Patriots
dig. That
football.
Was the smartest dig that Wes Welker could come up with that really wasn't all that crazy. The media blew it out of proportion, and you're going to bench him.
They didn't blow it out of proportion. He tried to light a fire. He wrote this ahead of time to come up with 12 different ways to work the word foot into a two-minute
speech. And I
think
it was brilliant.
It was brilliantly funny, but it is not how Bill Belichick runs a team. And I can't believe I'm sitting here defending Bill Belichick, but I am.
Well, I think you're a little crazy. You do not bench a player for something he says in the media. You don't. That's not discipline. If I were Wes Welker, I would take the NFL Players Association and I would freaking take it to Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots hard. That was stupid.
They cannot win that case. They cannot win that case.
Because they're disciplining me for what?
For standing to our team's code of conduct. Every team has their own.
Show it to me in the code of conduct on paper. It's Bill Belichick's little pride and moronic. You do it my way
or
it's the highway.
Yeah, my way or the highway. Dude, that's old school. Rex Ryan knows how to coach new
you know what?
Younger players.
Your highway now, you go watch the next couple of games.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Look, to quote James Taylor here, you know, the oh, man, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. It's frozen. The turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston, the Massachusetts Turnpike is frozen over, and they ain't going anywhere, and that is the way of Bill Belichick.
Good.
I don't know that it's going anywhere
Good.
With today's players, Steven.
I'm going to go a step further. They ain't gone anywhere or won anything significant ever since they got caught cheating. I'm going to say that on record,
too. That's bullcrap.
Nobody's going to say anything.
See, that's a total Wes Welker kind of move there.
What?
Yeah, which is
it's
just
the
like...
truth.
It's
Have
the
they
truth.
Won the Super Bowl since they got caught cheating?
Is what Wes
yes
Welker
no?
said true?
Yes
yeah.
or no?
No, they haven't done
Thank you very much. That's
However,
all that's my
question. Here's my defense of the New England Patriots, and I'm doing this only for you, Lee, so just love it, and then don't ever ask me to do it again, because I won't. Okay, Lee? Hang on. Listen to this. Lee, I want you to look at the record. I want everyone out there to look at the... Pull up the record for the New England Patriots, won't you, Stephen, while I do this little mini rant?
Yeah, but wait a minute.
In defense of the Minnesota record. Look at the
I'll
record.
I'll give you the record.
No, look at the record.
But in defense of that, isn't everybody, especially New England fans, always said about Peyton Manning, well, winning in the regular season don't count.
It doesn't count. And look, no one's going to tell you that sooner than Bill Belichick, because he's the one who's sitting at home right now, not game planning.
Okay.
And that makes him crazy. He lives to game plan.
They were 14-2 this year.
Not the record, but I'm sorry, they're whom they beat. They're the actual schedule of teams that they beat.
This season?
And starting week 6, I believe. And then you tell me if or not these are four teams that are playing for the Super Bowl.
They beat Baltimore?
No, teams playing for the Super Bowl right
now. Okay, it's out. All right, San Diego, they beat Pittsburgh.
They ended with an 8-game winning streak.
They beat Pittsburgh.
What was the score against Pittsburgh?
39-26.
That was one of the closer games. Okay, 13-point win over the Steelers.
They beat the Jets, 45-3.
Yeah, that was a complete smackdown.
They beat Chicago, 36-7. And they beat the Packers, 31-27 without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the deal.
They beat all four teams that are left.
And they have to look at that. And in defense of the New England Patriots, they have to sit here and look at these four teams remaining, knowing that they game plan and beat them soundly.
But you know what, Jeffrey?
That and that's
is
the
my
regular
point.
Season.
You're not
yeah.
helping me make my point about Wes Welker. Wes Welker started all of those games, and he was crucial in getting those little dink and dunk passes that
I
the Patriots are famous
for. I called him the straw
for.
That stirred this drink. I agree. But sometimes if the straw is naughty, the straw needs to get put in the box.
You put it back in the drink, because that makes the drink better.
Yeah, and if he played for the Jets,
you don't think that
you
Wes
think
Welker
he doesn't
want
to play for the Jets?
You don't think that Wes Welker now is like, you know what? Now I've gone out and I've talked. Now I got to back it up. Now I got to go out on the field and make sure that I stand up to what
That's
I said.
That's Rex Ryan football. That's not Bill Belichick football. Which happens to work better? I think Rex Ryan football works better right now. Okay.
Yeah. In the last,
so I'm not
the,
disagreeing
the last
with you.
Two seasons, Rex Ryan gotten his team to the AFC Championship game.
And where has the New England Patriots been?
Nowhere near
One
the
and
AFC
done.
Championship game.
One and done.
Yeah.
Last 2 years. So which is working better right now? The way that Rex Ryan does it.
I like Rex after the press conference, though. It's a great
the
coach.
Breast conference.
Yeah. The post
conference
press
about
conference.
Breasts?
The press conference. You have been, that word has been on your mind a lot lately. Yeah, the last show.
Strange.
Go back to the last show. Anyway.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Is that an order?
The post-game press conference. Yeah, even when he was saying nice things, he really wasn't saying nice things. I just love it.
You think he's insincere when he's calling them a great team?
You know what? Maybe at the beginning, but after you start repeating it a couple of
25 times.
Yeah,
maybe
you're not being as sincere as you could be.
Here's what I think Rex is saying between the lines. And he doesn't say much between the lines, Steven. He's a very clear talker.
Yes, he is.
He says what's on his mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love, by the way, some bonehead reporter asked him the question, you and Bill Belichick shared a very long embrace after the game. What did you talk about? None of your business.
I love that.
I love that. He's out there with everything. Ask me anything. I will answer everything. Not that.
Yeah.
That's personal. Yeah. Sorry. And the fact that he has one boundary in place, and they're arbitrary, and you know what, though? He does have limits. He does have places he will not go.
Yes.
And again, that's his respect for Bill Belichick, Steven. That's what tells me it's sincere.
Absolutely.
However, I believe what he is really saying between the lines, there's a regime change going on right before your eyes.
Okay.
Everyone in there, anyone who has a brain knows that Bill Belichick is a Hall of Fame coach and is possibly the best coach of our lifetime. Guess what? I think I'm better.
Changing it.
Regime change coming right before your eyes. Enjoy it. You're witnessing history. He doesn't go that far, but I think that's what he's saying between the lines. You just keep watching. Keep watching.
Wait, that's Singletary.
I know,
keep watching.
And he's wrong. He's out of work. Rex Ryan could pick this up now and say, just keep watching, because you are witnessing history being made. You've got the John Harbaugh.
Well, I'm on that bandwagon.
I am too, Steven.
It's time for
Tom Landry to take his hat and hang it up and say, you know what? The old school doesn't work anymore.
I was on that stupid bandwagon after week one in a loss.
Right.
Okay. When they lost 10-9, I was still on that bandwagon. I had so much fun in the locker room with those guys. I loved it. And I was on that bandwagon.
I was not fortunate enough to be in that locker room.
You were with the Ravens.
I was with the Ravens, but yeah. I was with Harbaugh, and he was cool.
What I loved about that team is they just lost. Granted, 10-9, it was a close, you know, defensive struggle.
Did make it into
his
press conference.
And it was like, it's one loss, man.
It's a game.
Nothing. I mean, they were ready to go bring on. I don't know who they played the following week, but they were like, bring them on. Yeah, they played the Patriots. That's what it was. That's what it was right there. They were like, bring them on. It's the next game. Let's go. Patriots. Bring the Patriots. And all the talk of, you know, and I asked every single person that I talked to in that locker room, I asked them, do you think that all the cameras and all the
hard knocks
and Rex Ryan putting a target on your bullseye on your guys' chest and saying that you guys are going to win the Super Bowl, and did you think all of that came to like a fold today and kind of like maybe that's why you lost this game? You just weren't ready for the game? None of them were like, no, we just played stupid.
We weren't ready. We didn't play well. And
we didn't
there
execute,
you go.
And we're ready. Bring the next game. Bring on the Patriots. Just every week, and that's how they've gone every week. Even when they had that little slide where they lost to the Packers, and then they went on
and they lost to somebody, Miami.
Yeah, they lost to Miami, and they got crushed by the Patriots. You know what their mentality was? Bring on the next game. Who's next?
Yep. That, you know what? We just shot ourselves to the foot. Now we're going to have to go on the road. Okay.
Yeah, and that's something that he did reiterate after that game, during the press conference, was that – he's like, do we want to be at home playing the next game?
Absolutely.
But you know what? We didn't handle our business.
We don't afford
now
ourselves
we gotta
that
go
luxury.
Somewhere else. It's 2-6, Jeffrey. 2-6 in both
in
conferences.
Both.
2-6.
That's never happened.
You know what? If there was no playoff systems and it was just the BCS, you know who'd play in the Super Bowl? The Falcons and the Patriots. But that's not the way it works in the NFL.
And you know what? I don't want to see the Falcons and the Patriots. I called it for a month and a half on TV.
Now, what are you going to say this week? Jeffrey.
You know what?
Now who do you think is going to go in the Super Bowl?
Now there might be time, actually. When we had four games to talk about, they didn't have time to rub our noses in anything. But now that we only have a couple games to talk about, and we're supposed to be on Monday morning over there in the UK this week, once the Super Bowl combatants are determined.
Yes.
We are supposed to be on 7 a.m. Monday morning, a week from right now. However, you're listening to this a little later. And we're going to be on Monday morning with a really classy looking group. Their Monday morning group is a little bit more buttoned up.
Okay.
Than the Friday night crew. A little bit looser and stuff. So
I like the looser crew.
I do too, but you know what? We'll button it
we'll
up.
Button
a
little. Up. We can button sure. up. I can button up.
And
sure.
we're going to talk Super Bowl.
I might even bring my British accent out for the button up crew.
Yeah, best not.
Really?
Best not.
All right.
Best not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, let's get to the games, man. This just what a weekend of football. Man. I mean, it was pretty incredible. Let's start. You know what? And the Katie. In the UK, you know who I'm talking about. Katie, how you doing? You know what I'm talking about. Hey, no hard feelings, all right, about, you know, all the talk I just did about the Patriots. I know you're a big Patriots gal, and next year when we come to London, you'll probably hit me over the head like you did this year. Just come on. Just we friends, and that's it.
Okay. How about Jeff just standing up for your team and organization? I think it's yesterday. That being said about the Patriots. Unfortunately, you know what I hate, Steven, is that I only gave them love for probably 10 weeks. I only respected them for like 10 weeks. Yeah.
Well, they were pretty phenomenal those 10 weeks.
They were. But, you know. And
you know, for those 10 weeks, they scored 30 or more points.
Yeah, they were fantastic.
Wasn't the case last night.
No, not so much. And we've got some great defensive football to be talking about here. We've got. So I just want to make sure we've covered the news. Favre files retirement paper, check. Raiders promote Jackson, check. Favre thinks Packers are best left will win it all. That's an interesting story.
Well, who?
Brett Favre thinks the Packers are the best team left.
So he had to get one more shot out there before he rode off into the sunset.
How about, though, him picking his old Packers? And I just want to remind everybody out there, because I haven't said it in a while, and it came out in the chat rooms this weekend. I'm the guy, my first NFL fantasy football team was Post Favre Pack, was the name of that team.
We back on that again.
And what it represented, I like being right, Steven. What it represented was I am all over the Green Bay Packers once Brett Favre leaves.
But he's been gone for a while, and you still haven't gone back to them.
Well, I was told I couldn't. In all fairness.
You were told?
Yes.
People tell you what to do?
We've covered this in weeks gone by. Yes, I am docile.
You cannot go to the Packers.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty much like that. I guess I'll take the Ravens. Oh, God, they suck. I guess I'll take the
Tennessee.
Texans. They suck. The Tennessee.
Games.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll take the Saints. Huh. What do you know? Stuff happens. But I love the fact that Brett Favre is actually throwing his support behind the Packers. I like that. It's an NFC North thing, and I also
hope... You could read it that way. You could also read it as, I'm riding off into the sunset now.
Yeah.
I better make happy with the Green
Bay
Packers.
Because I'm going into Canton as a Packer.
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
Yes.
I'm not going in as a Jet.
Oh, maybe Viking.
A Viking. Maybe a Falcon.
Can you imagine if you went into Canton as a Viking?
That would be the ultimate screw you guys, I'm going home.
No, but I think this comment here was kind of like
it's sucking up to the organization and all players.
Green Bay.
All players destined for Canton do a lot of house cleaning with the organization that they want to go in as, because they're going to be a poster child for this organization for the rest of their lives.
Yep.
And they want all the advertising dollars that come with that, all the personal appearance fees. And so but he's right. Aaron Rodgers is all that and a bag of chips, and I love Aaron Rodgers.
I want a Jets Packers rematch, because that game, Packers won 9-0. There were no touchdowns scored.
That's awesome.
It was all defense.
That's awesome.
I want to see that game again in the Super Bowl, and I want to be able to just go up at media day and just chat up Rex Ryan for like an hour.
I want to chat up Mark Sanchez.
I'm not going to let anybody ask questions.
Steven, we're going to have so much.
They're going to have to tell me.
Shut up.
Mr. Miranda, you're done with the questions. That's what they're going to tell me.
Did you see NFL Primetime, their post-game show?
Yes.
Game
part
day,
of it.
NFL game. I don't know. What are they
NFL
called?
Game day final.
Final. There you go. When Dion was on and they told him to shut up in his earpiece. That was the best. Dion says, okay. Well, they've just told me to shut up in my earpiece because we got Brady. They said, shut up. We got Brady. So I'm shut up right now. And they went to Brady's press conference. That was awesome. I like when people pull back the curtains of productions.
Shut up. We got
they
Brady.
Just told me to shut up. So I got to go.
Oh, God.
That was awesome. Let's see here.
You know, the thing was with Brady's press conference, I'm watching. It's no emotion. You just lost. Be a little ticked off. Just a little ticked off that you just lost this game again. Your first playoff game of the season. You just lost it again. Just like last year. Just be a little ticked off. That's all I want.
Is it true, speaking of ticked off Tom Brady, is it true that his mother of his first child, the
baby
child's
mama?
Initials are J-E-T? I'm serious.
They said it on television.
Yeah. It's like Jensen Empire Thomas or something. And it's like, Jet, seriously?
Maybe it was his baby mama, you know, sticking it to him for not sticking around.
I think it was. That's harsh. That's harsh. I don't want my kids' initials to be Ram. That'd be really bad. Although I don't hate him now. Yeah. You know, for a long time, that wouldn't have worked.
Yes.
Anyway, you're right, Steven. And I think a lot of people would like to see some emotion out of... But that's, again, you're going back to old school football. Look, we got out-coached. We got outplayed. We got out-beaten, you know. Yeah. And they're the better team today. And yada, yada, yada. And don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
A little bit ticked off.
I agree.
I'm not saying you got to cry like T.O.
Was it just me?
I'm not saying that.
Speaking of crybabies, did Rex Ryan break down in tears the second the game was over? He pulled it together fast.
Did he?
I saw his eyes go beat red and tears start to come down, and then he took a deep breath.
Think about this for a second.
I am. Dude.
We just went to Indianapolis, and we beat Peyton Manning in the cold.
We beat Peyton Manning.
Now we've come to New England. And we've taken it to Brady and Belichick in New England.
The best quarterbacks of our generation.
Now I got
consecutive
weeks. How do I get rewarded? I have to go to Pittsburgh and play Roethlisberger.
He's got
in
two rings.
Come on, man. That was Rex's right there. Come on, man. Are you kidding me?
No, he was so happy. People were trying to talk about the Steelers. He's like, no way. I'm not even thinking about the Steelers.
Yeah,
I'll think about them tomorrow. Exactly. Right now, I'm enjoying this moment.
I beat the Patriots. Come on. Give me at least an hour to be happy about it. And that's the thing. I want you to be happy when you win. I want you to be a little ticked off when you lose and not the monotonous monotone. Well, we got outplayed. You know, and
we got
outcoached. Today, we did not.
Today, we
perform.
Were not the better team.
Yeah,
they're the better team today.
Come on. Get off of it,
get
dude.
Get off of the scripted stuff and tell us what you're really feeling.
I saw a little bit of Brady. There was a pass
a
that he threw. Just a pass where he threw where it was off because he got hit as he threw it. And he got up off the ground and he yelled some
expletives. Yeah.
You couldn't see his face because he immediately, as he started cursing, put his head down so you couldn't read his lips. But I'm like, that's
the fire
right
I want to see.
Now go take it to your team and turn this around. I actually, for a brief moment, found myself cheering for the guy because he showed some emotion on the football
go
field.
Go see the fighter. If you want to see emotion in the sports world, go see the fighter.
Yeah.
You will seriously, Steve. Lady three rows in front of me, cheering during the movie. She was clapping and screaming and stuff.
One of the things I remember, I haven't played flag football in a while, and I actually had a team call me and ask me if I wanted to come out of retirement and throw the ball for them this year.
It hasn't gone well for me the
last few
years.
I was like, give me a year, and let me get in a little bit of shape. I'll come back out and throw the rock. But anyways, I remember this, and this was just flag football. Right. This was a few years ago.
Hang on. When you're an athlete, there's no such thing as just.
Exactly.
It's not just a cribbage game. It's not just a backgammon game. It's not just a swim across the pool.
Yeah, we're down by four. We got three timeouts, and there's a 1:50 left on the clock. And I got to drive my team to score a touchdown.
Piece of cake.
And I throw the first pass. Boom! It's a completion. I call a timeout, and we get into the huddle. And I just look at the guys. Like, I love this. This moment right here. This is what it's all
about. This is why we're here. Defense wins championship.
Wrong speech. And then everybody just gives me a high five. They're like, that's why you're our quarterback, man.
That's your quarterback, man.
And other teams like, are they arguing with each other?
No, we're not arguing.
They're
loving on each other.
All right, boom. And we go out there, boom, boom, boom. We milk the clock. We take it all the way down. 3 seconds left. Boom, touchdown, game over. And it's like, yeah, and then we all just freaking, like, we won the Super Bowl, jumping on each other. And then the team was like, man, we knew they were going to beat us. Darn it. You know, it's like, that's it. You knew we were going to beat you. And so did we. And I just want some fire. If we can do it on a stupid flag football field, do it on the biggest stage in the world.
Okay,
for
Steven,
football, for American football.
If you could be
at
one of the two games this weekend.
Oh, mama.
Packers at Bears.
Oh.
Jets at Steelers.
In Chicago. in the cold and the snow. Did you see the snow? I can't wait till I talk about that
see,
game.
Second
in the
half
snow.
And it stopped snowing. I was right. I said the snow will stop, and it did.
I know.
Second half it stopped
for a minute there in the second quarter. It looked like it was getting harder.
It was getting
and they
really
actually
hard.
Did,
and they had to
they had to blow off
they had
all
the leaf
snow.
Blowers right, to yeah, blow off all yeah. the snow, and they cleared the field nicely.
Ooh.
You could be only at one of the game, and you don't get to be
supersonic,
at any
supersonic
other.
Jet? We can go to both?
No.
You take a supersonic, you go to the first
one, and then
supersonic jet, boom, you're at the other one.
Boom, I'm in Chicago, I'm in Pittsburgh in 30 minutes.
It can be done.
Supersonic jets don't taxi in 30 minutes. That's the thing I hate about flying. I fly at 584 miles per hour, but especially at LAX. I taxi for 20 minutes. Yeah. I'm going over the 405 freeway on the ground.
Yep.
I'm like, come on. I'm on an airplane.
We couldn't have flown
Can
over
I
the 405?
Can I jump to warp? Couldn't I have parked over here and gotten on the plane over here?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
So, okay.
Which one? Come on. Hot seat, baby.
I think I want.
Welcome to the hot seat.
I think I want Packers-Bears.
I want Packers-Bears, too.
Packers-Bears.
I want 180 games.
Divisional
rival. These guys
rival.
Have played each other. The oldest rivalry in football.
You know, Jay Cutler finally, although he did try to throw a lot of picks this week.
Didi's like, why don't they catch those? I said, hon, think about it. You're playing defense. Do you really expect someone to squarely throw the ball into your chest?
Right into your chest.
You don't. You think you're going to get an interception when it bounces off someone.
There were three
when
that
you
were,
jump in front of someone. And he stopped throwing.
Legitimate. Picks that just the dudes just dropped, and then there were another two where
he threw right at
like,
somebody.
Gosh,
when he goes bad, I swear he just sees things. He thinks he's seeing his own teammates, and he's not because he hits them right in the numbers. There's nobody around.
Hey, gotta hand it to him. They,
running those
no
two,
picks,
touchdowns,
two touchdown runs,
fantastic.
So we'll get that game in a moment.
Let's
but that, that's the game. That's the game I would want to.
I would agree. I would be there with you in So Cold Your Field.
And how are we doing it?
How are we doing? We're not. But we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. And by the end of Sunday night, when we're on Sky TV, Sunday night at 11 p.m., 7 a.m. in Great Britain, I will have memorized the media guides for both Super Bowl teams. There's not one question you'll be able to answer, ask me that I won't be able to answer.
I bet I will ask you.
None! None!
Okay.
None!
Come on, Jeffrey. You know that there's going to be one question that I will ask you about one of the Super Bowl teams, and you're going to be like,
memorize.
Because you know what? All I'll have to do is who they beat week 6. And you'll be like, darn it.
No. Dude, I'll know that stuff. And I'll know the score. I'll know the leaders. And trust me, I am going to be so expert at this Super Bowl, it's going to be disgusting.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be bothering you. I'm going to be so good. I'm going to be correcting you. I say, Stephen, that's where you're wrong. It was actually 24-31, not 21-31. I'm sorry, Stephen.
And then you'll make me look it up, and then I'll
and
say.
And you go, damn it, Jeff was right. What has happened here? Not likely.
All right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
But I can, in my fantasy world, that'd be really cool.
All right, we're going to start with the first game on Saturday, where the Baltimore Ravens travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers.
Wow. It was promised, it was foretold that this would be a great game, and it was.
I'm looking for something. Hold on. Just
you're looking
talk for
something. I will talk. This was a great, great game. It did not have the three-point outcome that we all saw, but the Pittsburgh Steelers reached the AFC title game with Big Ben Roethlisberger. The turnovers bury the Ravens. The Ravens.
Championship.
The Ravens turning over the ball. Come on.
Do you remember who this ad was about?
Championship.
Yeah, it was for fantasy football.
Yes, and what was the player that was talked about in that?
Oh, I don't recall that.
One more time.
Championship.
There was a player that he drafted, and that was his little quip to his buddies.
TJ,
who's your mama? TJ, who's your mama?
That's what the commercial's about.
TJ, what? TJ, how's it, Mazzola? How's the championship?
You that can't be a yapper and talk smack about how you're not getting the ball, how you are not getting paid no attention, and the ball's never coming to you. And on a crucial 4th and 11, when you are 13 yards past the line of scrimmage, ready to catch the first down. They come to you and they throw you a ball, and it goes smack right between the 8 and the 4. You can't drop the ball, man.
You know what? There was a lot of drop balls. And but Joe Flacco.
That is the crucial. I mean, this was, you're down 31-24. Yeah. You are driving. It is fourth down. There is no another play. And you've been talking about how you need to get the ball more. And he throws it to you. And it wasn't high. It wasn't to the side. It wasn't low. It hit him between the 8 and the 4. And the receiver had slipped and was 2 yards behind him. And he dropped it.
Okay, so here's the quote from TJ Houshmandzadeh on his dropped Flacco fourth down pass at the Steelers 38 with 1:03 remaining. We knew it would be a close game, Hoosh said. I didn't think it needed to be, but it was. How about explaining yourself that you were wide freaking open for the first down to keep this drive alive, to keep your hopes alive?
What does he mean? It didn't need to be.
Well, I think he's saying if I had caught the ball, you know, it wouldn't have. Or we should have put them away. I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
I think that was a politician quote there. I think he's practicing for politics.
Hoosh, you got to catch the ball, man.
The drop pass was just, it was endemic, though, of how the rest of the day had gone. I mean, seriously, there was so much nonsense going on in that game. The top receiver was Houshmandzadeh and Todd Heap, both with 3 catches.
Yes,
there were so many guys that were dropping balls. Flacco looked pretty good.
Bolden was irrelevant in this game.
Bolden was irrelevant. It was sad. They had gone out and gotten a stellar wide receiving core, and unlike the Jets, they did not get a lot for their ROI, return on investment.
Yeah, the
pieces that they went out and added to go out and make this an elite Super Bowl team let them down. It's a shame because for a young man, Joe Flacco, there's nothing that undermines your confidence more than not knowing that your receiver's going to. When Mark Sanchez put that ball up to Santonio Holmes, floated it to the corner of the end zone, do you think he wondered if Santonio would stay in bounds or going to catch the ball even? Let's just say catch the ball. No, there's no doubt.
You know what, Jeffrey, in this game,
when Flacco puts the ball up, he has to doubt.
In the beginning of the game, the Steelers looked awful.
Oh, sure.
Awful.
But they hadn't played in a week and a half,
okay.
You know? So, look, there is always a problem when you've had that week off, the bye week. You need a little, often you need a quarter, sometimes a half to get back in sync.
Bears fans wanted me to give their team some respect. Here it is. Out of the 4 teams that had a bye, Atlanta, Chicago, yeah, Pittsburgh, and New England, the Bears were by far the best,
the most
team
ready
coming out
to
of the
play.
Game.
Absolutely.
Ready to play football.
They looked like they
Falcons
hadn't skipped
didn't
a beat.
Falcons didn't look like they were rusty. Patriots looked like they were rusty. Steelers looked like they were rusty. The Bears were the only ones who, game one, boom, right out the gate. We're ready to play.
Yeah.
Boom, touchdown.
Marched
Greg Olsen
down the field.
Here we go.
That Greg Olsen pass was spectacular. But
I mean,
this,
they were the only team. All other bye week teams looked like they had so much rust and they weren't ready to play football. And the Steelers literally were fourth. They were down 21-7 at the half.
Yeah.
And it was the Ray Rice. You got to hold on to the football, dog.
Ray Rice, the little fumbling, rumbling, stumbling running back out of Rutgers.
The little runner that could.
That should have, that didn't.
Well,
it was a horribly disappointing game for the Ravens. Horribly disappointing.
Right. It was.
They were in it right till the end, which is what makes it that much more disappointing. Yeah. When you cannot play your best football, anything resembling your best football, and still have a chance to tie the game at the end, you got to feel pretty good.
This was the Ravens' first drive of the third quarter. They came out of the half. They're winning 21-7. Pittsburgh gets the ball first.
And they deferred.
And their first.
Pittsburgh won the toss.
Right. And
they deferred to Baltimore,
They got the ball first in the second half, but they were forced to punt immediately. So the Ravens get the ball back. They're on their own 18-yard line. Ray Rice fumbles the ball. Gives the Steelers first and 10 from the Baltimore 23. It takes Roethlisberger 2 plays to get it in the end zone. Next thing you know, it's 21-14. Yes, like that. And it's like game on. Game on. You got a 14-point lead. And that little crucial turnover right there turned the tide. After that, It was all Pittsburgh.
It really was. It was
the punt return by Baltimore that went in for a touchdown, and there was a holding penalty. And Baltimore Ravens fans, I know you all are yelling at your TV that there was no holding. Go back and look at it again. The dude's shirt, the Steelers, I don't know who the holding was on, but he is pulling the Steelers, and you can see it clear as day.
You can see the fabric jersey is ripping.
Like, you're ripping off his shoulder pads. There was holding on the play, and it brought it back, and the Ravens just never got in sync again.
Yep. I tell you, it was a very, very disappointing day.
3 points in the second half. That's all they put up.
Ben Roethlisberger didn't have an amazing day by any stretch of the imagination. He was, he had two touchdown
Ravens
passes.
Ravens kept giving him short field.
Yeah, and that you cannot do to a team like that. Roethlisberger, what was his stats on the day throwing the ball? He was 19 of 32, no interceptions, which is really big, and he didn't get sacked nearly as many times as I thought he would, Steven. For all of Baltimore's ability to get after the quarterback, his elusiveness of Ben Roethlisberger seemed to rule the day here. Rashard Mendenhall had a good day, 20 carries, 46 yards, horrible average, but they kept feeding him the rock. Yeah. You have to do that.
Pittsburgh Steelers now headed to their third AFC championship game in six years.
3 times you've got a chance to go to the Super Bowl in 6 years. You know what is most frustrating to me about this, Steven?
What?
It's a minor thing. They're at home.
Yeah.
Which means their helmet on TV has the black side that doesn't have a logo on it.
Well,
I lined the helmets up on top of my entertainment center just to be thinking through the storylines all week. And it's the black Steelers helmet without a logo.
I this week reversed the home team. To make them work.
I see.
So there's the logo.
Is that what we did on TV?
Yeah.
You dirty dog. It. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, just reverse it.
But see, for me, I so need my props to be in order for everything to work out well in my brain.
Just remember now, the home team is first.
I thought about taking a photo of it and then flipping it and then cutting it out and putting it in there as the helmet and then making everyone wear 3D glasses.
Nice. How about the 3D glasses of the dude that you put the little things on the side of your eyes, and then your eyes start like freaking out? And like, you look
I posted
like you're
this
like,
in our online chat because this game got a little dull, and so I went out.
Not
and,
this game.
No, not this game. The game when I'm thinking of the Sea Sloths game. Yes. I think of the Seattle game.
Bear Seattle. Yes.
Yeah, Sea Sloths game. That was getting dull, so I went out and I saw this link about this. Glassesless 3D.
Sent it to me, and I had already seen the video.
That's troubling.
Yeah.
Glassesless 3D.
Yes.
Okay, so, what does that mean? You basically, you take a little neuron, little stimulator, and you put it on your right temple, and you put one on your left temple.
Yes.
They're no bigger than a pinky's fingernail, and then you take two remotes, and you sync them, and you very slowly start blinking, and then before you know it, you're blinking at a rate of about 10,000 blinks a minute.
And it looks like there's something right there in front of you.
Have you done it?
No.
But that's what the guy says. Yeah, I believe him, and I'm never going to do this.
I'm
going to
do it.
Dude, you know what? How much damage it could do to your brain?
I want some glassesless glasses.
Glassesless glasses? This is not good. Go out on YouTube and look up glassesless 3D.
Yeah.
And you will see what we're talking about. Give it a chance. At first, it's like, he's not blinking that fast.
Whoa.
Stay. Yeah. And then you'd be like, oh, God, that's not right. That's not normal. That can't be good for you. I mean, I study the brain, and this can't be good for you. This explains why I get headaches in 3D movies.
She's right. I see something right there, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
It's my hand.
It's your hand. This show's been coming to you in 3D for years, so I don't know why anyone needs glasses of any kind. But let's move along, shall we?
I was thinking that we might start thinking about video, video cast.
Video podcasts are clearly where everybody is, but remember, Steven, there's still tens of thousands of people that have a really long commute, and they like this show. They like it long. And you go to do a video podcast, it can't be more than 15, 20 minutes.
25
and
minutes. We could do 25 minutes.
Exactly. Compressed. You and I could do 25 minutes.
We could on video.
Yeah, if you compress a two-hour show into 25 minutes, you could do it. That's it. We're out.
Oh, that is a bad rendition.
Is Nicholas going to kill me?
Yeah, I would kill you if I was Nicholas. Anyways, the final 31-24, when Hoosh just could not catch a pass that he's probably caught a million passes of. right between the 8 and the 4.
Divisional round of the playoffs, the Steelers since 1970 are 12-1 at home.
Jeez.
How is that? And they're 3-6 on the road. That's remarkable. Joe Flacco handled the extra pressure well in 2010, but the Steelers pass rush, that's hard to say, pass rush rattled the Ravens quarterback on Saturday. He was really, he could not get comfortable in there. And
there were
a
lot of big Manu Manus this week.
Steven's in the chat room. Big Manu Manu!
Big Manu Manu with the sack. Every sack, it did not get old.
Forcing Flacco to throw 3 picks and take an 8-yard sack. Some of those picks were in garbage time. I mean, they were just desperate to try and get back into the game. Roethlisberger is
one pick.
Okay. Roethlisberger improves to 9-2 in the postseason.
Yeah.
8-18 winning percentage is the second best in NFL history among QBs with at least 10 starts. He's behind whom? What NFL great quarterback?
What was the stat again, please?
He's 9-2 in the postseason. There's only one quarterback better than him who is 9-1 in his postseason career.
9-1 in the postseason.
Bart Starr.
Wow. You got to go way back.
Isn't that awesome?
That's going way back.
And let me tell you, this I will say with all the pride, if I ever get to have my own man cave, I will have one fathead in it, and it will be Troy Polamalu.
Really?
He is. I admire him to death. That's one reason I hope the Steelers go all the way.
Because of the hair?
No. It has nothing. He could be bald.
You love his hair.
I love the way he plays
you
the
wish
game.
He had his
I
hair.
Love the way he does everything he does. I don't give a rat's butt about his hair. But, man, he is something else. And I just love watching him play the ball. He is so much fun on each snap. Boom, he flies to the ball.
All right, 31-24, the final. Moving on to the final Saturday game. The Green Bay Packers travel to Atlanta to face the Falcons. So let's just say that on Saturday, if you were a winged creature, it was not a good day.
Not a good day for the birds.
The Ravens went down.
Falcons.
And the Falcons didn't even show up. Man.
Seahawks.
Falcons didn't even show up.
And Patriots, they don't have wings, but they have...
they have muskets.
They have muskets. Sails. That's like a wing, right?
Well, no. See, that's why I knew the Jets were going to win, and that's why I changed my
pick. Look at their
logo.
It's like a wing. It's the little helmet thing makes it look like a little feathery thing.
See, I knew that the three winged creatures had already lost. The only other thing with wings were the Jets, and I knew that all four winged creatures could not go down.
No, never.
So I changed to the Jets.
That's why you ended up being 3-1,
just
and
like
not
you.
The smartest man alive, though.
No,
son of a gun.
No.
Let's talk about this challenge game, shall we?
Well, this wasn't a challenge game. This was Green Bay Atlanta.
I'm just talking about with the inevitability. If you want to wait till we get to the Seahawks game, that's fine.
Okay.
But I want to just talk through scenarios. And
well, the scenario
point,
is that you're 2 games back. This week, there are 2 games that you will pick one.
Yep.
If we agree on both of them, then it's over.
It's over, which means that ain't going
to
happen.
Right. Because you don't want it to be over.
No.
So that means we'll disagree on one.
You know, I've thought
if
about
if you win, we go to the Super Bowl.
And I have to pick against you.
Yes.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. If you don't win this weekend in the championship round.
It's over.
Then it's over. Then Super Bowl week, before the Super Bowl, you can get punished.
Okay, but, you know, I thought about this. And I talked about this with Dee Dee tonight. She didn't know about the challenge game punishment.
Ah, yeah.
She doesn't listen to the show.
There
and
you
she
go.
And I don't talk about the show, so what are you going to do?
There you go.
So she didn't know this, and she thought it was amusing. She
yes.
giggled a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what, hon, though? Here's the thing. Steven and I exaggerate so many things for the show.
Yes.
There's a lot of hyperbole that goes on here. A lot of exaggerating. So people, I think, when they see this video, I go, you know, I thought he was like Chris Farley fat. No. But see, this video can only help me. I've built a legend about that
how
I'm just this big fat oaf, you know? And they're going to go see the video and go, he's fat, but he's not that fat. Hell, I'm fatter than him. There's going to be a lot of that going on.
I don't think people are expecting to see a big, gigantic Chris Farley fat dude.
I think they are.
And there's a lot of people who have met you.
When we meet people, one of the first things they always say is, dude, I thought you were, like, freaking huge.
Oh, okay.
And so we give that impression, and we allow that to be out there and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, okay.
But I'm 6'4". I'm 280.
You're pretty
do
big.
Do the math.
Pretty big.
But it's not muscle, and muscle weighs more than fat, yeah. So do the math.
But you're going to be wearing a Speedo.
Yeah, which isn't going to hide anything. And the fact is, this is like the fact.
Yeah.
But the fat is, there's not rolls of fat.
No.
There's no skin that's doubled over anywhere and never sees the light of day. There's none of that.
Ooh.
So it's just like, it that is what it is. It's just a fat guy.
Yeah.
It's not like this is not Biggest Loser 7.0, okay?
So Jeffrey, it's you in a Speedo running a 40.
It's going to be ugly.
It is.
And I have decided that because it's just too stinking funny, I will have a thigh holster with my blue gun, which is your training guns. So it's totally safe. I will not have a real gun out there.
I was like,
anybody who wants to laugh at me, I will point my blue gun at them.
Yeah, probably pointing gun, Steven, even fake and blue and irrelevant.
It's bright blue. The reason it's bright blue is because police train with these.
I understand.
So no cop who sees this thinks, danger. Because it's a ridiculous shade of blue.
You know what? I understand, and I understand that if they see it's a blue game.
But it's on my leg. In a holster, a blue game.
Let's discuss it off air.
It's funny. All he's wearing is a Speedo.
This is my punishment. Let's discuss it off air.
Well, I'm just trying to make it funnier.
Okay.
If I have to look like an idiot, I think it might as well be as funny as possible.
Okay.
I have to have some.
So that's the scenario.
I have to have some protection.
You have to basically.
I mean, a Trojan? Some protection.
You have to differ both this week and the Super Bowl and get them both right.
Exactly.
For it to be a tie again.
Yes.
And then it's over.
That's too close too many years in a row. That's a lot of pressure, people. Thank goodness I got to enjoy the New Orleans party.
Thank goodness that you, Jeffrey, that I did not allow you to make the second challenge game.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I didn't. That was just fun.
You really wanted
again talking
to.
About
Come
the
on.
Hyperbole? No, I didn't.
You didn't? Are you sure?
I was goofing, Steven.
All right, it sounded
the
like
game
you
was a
it.
Foregone conclusion. That was the point. I was goofing, and in the online chat, what game was it? Was it the Jets Patriots game?
Jets Patriots. I made the official change.
And Steven's like, Twitter, I can't believe I changed this. And I said, well, you know, Steven, you can we can make this a second challenge game. You can make it a second challenge. I guess it was still early.
Yeah, it was before the game started.
Right. So we'll make it a second challenge game.
Let's vote on it.
And Steven's like, no, I don't think so. And so I'm typing as fast as I can. Okay, we're going to vote on it. Everyone in favor, say aye.
And
I spelled it right.
Was like,
A-Y-E. And then it's just like within 15 seconds, there was 20 people. Aye. And then Ed, of course, says, I think Steven's vote's really the only one that matters. I'm like, shut up, Ed. you're killing my buzz here.
Yes.
Don't be a buzz killer, Ed.
Just so you know, it would have been over because you would have lost.
Yeah.
And it would have been over.
So you should have done it.
No. I should have just done it originally.
You should have, yeah.
Anyways, 48-21, the Falcons, they just.
The Falcons barely showed
there
up.
Was no
barely
running.
Showed
there was
up.
No
Michael
passing.
Turner. Steven, I was so proud of myself. I told people on TV, we crammed it in. Jim White, they're talking in our pieces, earpieces, the British equivalent of shut up, which is just a moment. That's the British equivalent of shut up.
Yeah.
And I could did you even hear him say this right before they cut us off on Friday?
No, I didn't.
Somebody in the what are the gallery?
They whispered it.
Somebody in the gallery said like we're out of time. All apologetically or something like that as I'm talking. And Jim cuts me off and says, oh, we're out of time. Sorry, guys. We can't talk about four games in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Can't do it. And as it was, they're running videos, and we didn't even know what videos they're running.
Right.
And we're done talking about the game because we're trying to pace them all out. And we still hear the video running from the first game. We're like, come on. We've got to keep moving. We know this. And I was saying at the end, Michael Turner. Watch Michael Turner. And what was the first good thing that happened for Atlanta? Michael Turner, boom, busts a big run. But that was like it.
That was a 12-yard run.
That was like
and
it.
And that was it.
That was like it.
He wound up with 39 yards
That's
for the game.
So bad. What about Snelling?
Snelling was irrelevant. He had one carry for 1 yard.
Oh, my gosh. This was so bad. What about the Johnson kid? He runs a little bit.
One carry Cattrell for Johnson. 4 yards.
Cattrell.
1 yard, one carry for 4 yards.
Wow.
It's not a lot of running. They got down fast.
Yeah, and when you get down fast, you stop running the ball. And then you can't sell the play action. Then your quarterback, guess what? He gets smacked.
Atlanta takes the early 7-0 lead. Boom. Green Bay comes back in the second quarter, ties it. Boom, 7-7. Then kick return by Weems. boom, right up the middle.
Nice pull there.
Takes it to the house for the touchdown, and they're up 14-7. And I'm like, man, Atlanta, if they can continue with special teams like this, and then they're throwing and they're having their way with Green Bay, this is going to be a good game.
But the scoring was low, and we all knew this was wrong. We're like, this scoring is not going to stay low like this.
It was 14-7, and then all of a sudden, Green Bay erupted for 21 unanswered points.
That's what I'm saying. The scoring at the beginning of the fact there's only 7 points scored in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Right. They come out like a heavyweight fight, just kind of boom, boom. Yeah, we're feeling each other. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, where's the scoreboard exploding?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll come.
Green Bay scored 28 points in the second quarter alone. Now,
game
that was thanks
over.
In part to, God, the dude is becoming a household name. All of a sudden, it's 21-14 Green Bay. It's coming up on halftime. You're thinking, you know, the Atlanta Falcons might try
I'm
and get it.
This.
They're going to get in field goal range, and. You know. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Williams picks him, takes it to the house.
Williams. You're going to know this name a lot this weekend.
Yeah,
Tremont in both
Williams
games.
Just takes it
Mike
to the
Williams
house.
Mike Williams. Or
Tremont.
Tremont. I'm Tremont. Talking about all the games this weekend. Oh, you're going to have
Williams?
Yeah, you're going to have Williams in both games.
Do you? Where are the other Williams?
Am I thinking of Wallace?
Yeah,
Mike Wallace.
Wallace.
Damn it. I knew there was a joke there, and I was wrong.
But anyways, that literally right there, that play, you go from 21-14 to 28-14.
Yeah, that halftime switch.
Game.
That halftime
over.
Switch was a nut buster.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. I mean, you seriously just get capped. Bang.
You're thinking
done.
We're going to go down 7. Maybe if we kick a field goal, we're down 4.
It's we gonna go be in.
Oh,
we're going to
get down 14.
Mike Smith's going to have a great speech that he's already planned out for this situation. Oh.
We're down 14. Oh. And the Packers get the ball.
And they're getting
forced.
The ball back. Oh, man.
And what do they do with their first possession in the third quarter? Oh, they go score a touchdown.
Sign for a little Coon and Friends again.
Coon and Friends alert. Coon and Friends alert. Alert. Seriously. All Coon Friends to base. Alert, you guys. I'm seriously.
Oh. At that point, it's 35-14, and although it's early in the second half, you're like,
it's game
over.
So
do we have the dude from Aliens yet?
Oh, sure.
Do we have him?
Which one do you?
Because at that point, Aaron Rodgers scrambles and runs in for a 7-yard touchdown.
Man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Game over.
Game over.
You know what? I want to watch that movie tonight.
Oh. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Now, if you guys have never seen the second Aliens, this is where they've this whole elite military unit has just gone in to investigate this compound, and they just get warped by the aliens. I mean, they just get almost wiped out. And
there's just goo dripping everywhere.
The few survivors get into this little armored vehicle to retreat, basically, and he said,
oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Game over, man.
He
Game
just
over.
Wets himself, basically,
and that's
is what it comes
basically,
down to.
Well, you know what? I need to have that clip in my back pocket so whenever things like this opening third quarter drive by the Green Bay Packers to make it 35-14, and then I could just play the game over line.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
Do
game
it.
Game over.
You're going to send it to me?
I'm going
to
email it to you right now.
Nice. I like it.
Now, there's the whiny one, which I don't think is the one
that's
you want.
That's it, man.
Oh, that is it.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one. Yeah.
Okay, that's the one you want. Then because I have this one also, which is right
here. Game over, man. Oh, that's the that's
Mackey,
part.
Mr.
Yeah.
Mackey.
All right, so anyway, so it's 35-14. The Atlanta Falcons get the ball. You figure, you know, Atlanta goes. If they score a touchdown and put some points on the board, we could possibly have a ball game. But no, what they do instead is go 3-and-out, punt to Green Bay, and then Aaron Rodgers, short pass to John Kuhn for another touchdown, another 7-yarder to make it 42-14. And at that point, it was like, turn out the lights. The party's over. You looked at an overhead of the Georgia Dome, and it was empty. And
well, why would you stick around to watch that?
For the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL.
It didn't happen.
It didn't, but it could have.
And if it had, you would have been there.
You wouldn't have been there. You would have been like, I can't believe I left that game. All I got to remember the Buffalo Bills?
I remember the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. Nah,
Houston Oilers back in the day, I'm sorry. Warren Moon had led them. They were just killing the Buffalo Bills. And they were winning by 32 points, Jeffrey. And in the fourth quarter, the Bills came back, tied it up, went to overtime, and won in overtime. And everybody who was a Buffalo fan who left that game, they were like, we won?
Yeah. No, well, first of all,
we won?
No, you listen to it in your car. I mean, we've all done this before. We've all left sporting events early.
Oh, no, trust me. To my dad's dying day, you did not like leaving the Giants and the Dodgers early.
I know.
And I had to hear that for the rest of his life.
We couldn't even get to downtown L.A. before it was clear that we should not have left. And Dodger Stadium, for those who don't know, is pretty close to downtown L.A.
You know, listen, Stevie, but why didn't we leave? I don't know, Dad. Jeff, you know, we had to go.
He's big feeling. What are you going to do?
I just sent
you that sound, so you have it at your disposal.
It wasn't pretty. Atlanta.
Can I have a mini rave on Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
A mini rave on Aaron Rodgers.
Mini rave. Rave time.
You are who I thought you were. He's the Chicago Bears.
I'm sorry.
I thought you could be somebody very, very special. And you know what, Aaron Rodgers? You have exceeded my expectations exponentially. I thought you would be a really good quarterback on the likes of, say, a Tony Romo or something like that. A really good quarterback. But no, Aaron Rodgers is turned into an elite, one of the elite quarterbacks in the National Football League. I'm putting him up there for no other reason. Here, Steven, let me give you my
playoff game.
This is my mini rave. Okay. His elusiveness, his quick release, his ability to put balls in very difficult places, and how hard he throws the ball. These are things that are qualities of your elite quarterbacks. And then leading a team, calling a great game, running when you have to. It was a remarkable game. And he played so well. I am so pleased and proud of who he is turning out to be as an NFL quarterback. Love you, Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
Okay. It's your. I was being quiet. It was your.
I appreciate it. Don't take the moment. That was
but
my moment to love
to
on him.
Jump in on your rave. Dude's won one playoff game. Let's ease back just a little bit.
And he's who I thought he was. He's the guy that we saw in the preseason that so many of us remember in the chat. A lot of people going, why aren't anyone giving the Falcons any love? Why isn't it? And we say, well, it's not that no one's giving the Falcons love. Well, why aren't none of the professional pundits giving the Falcons love? And I said, well, because a lot of the professional pundits start paying attention during the preseason, before the preseason. And you watch the teams in camp. You watch the teams in preseason games. And there is nobody, no team that looked better than the Green Bay Packers in August.
The thing about the Falcons, though, is they're young. This is a team that's going to be around for a while.
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of pieces in place for that football team. And, you know, the thing is, you get just like the Packers last year. They were in one playoff game. They lost to Arizona, got ousted. And that was their first playoff
exactly.
game.
You get that
it was
taste.
Their first one. It, you know,
you
they
get
were
exposed.
Like, they were like, wow, you know, we got here. We didn't win, you know. And the way the Packers lost, they lost in overtime on a fluke play to Arizona. And then this
year, just gotta say that.
Yeah, and then this year, you know, now they've been there before. It's no, you know, they went to Philly and they, you know, they beat up on the Philadelphia. Well, they didn't beat up on the Philadelphia, but they beat them in Philly. And now they went on the road again. They won it, and just like the Jets. Here are the Green Bay Packers. How do we get rewarded after beating Philadelphia and Philly and after beating Atlanta and Atlanta? Oh, yeah. We got to go on the road again and
for
play our nemesis in Chicago.
Time.
So there's some props there to the Green Bay Packers. I'm just like, it's one playoff. You know, they've finally got some win. They've been there before. And they've improved on how they did last year. See how they do. All I know is that they did not look very good in that final game against the Chicago Bears team that had nothing to play for. And here are the Chicago Bears again.
And as
and don't you think Chicago's just going to be a little tiny bit, little T-O'd, ticked off that they're underdogs at home? Fear the home dog.
I would try really hard to be offended at that, but then I would hope that it wouldn't enter my mind. I wonder why they have me as home dogs.
Just a little.
I wonder why they have me as slight home dogs to a team that finished behind me in the standings.
I'm not very happy about that. Yeah, they went up and they put
But
up...
I wonder why.
Well,
maybe it's because they're actually better than us.
No, I think it's because they put up 48 points in Atlanta.
Look.
And we only managed to put up what?
I don't know. But look, the fact is the Packers are probably the best team in the dance right now.
35 against the Seahawks.
I am on board with Brett Favre in saying that the Packers are probably the best team in the dance right now. Second best team is...
I don't know. That is, Jets team looked pretty good.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Steelers just because of the rings. The bling's well, got the things. Your, and that's why I rolled, game, that's why I rolled with the
Patriots. Right,
that's why I rolled with the Patriots, and I was wrong.
Yep.
Because I said, look, you got the experience, you got the rings, and that's going to carry you and help you.
Well, look at that. Jeff's already decided what his challenge game is.
Well, so be it. I got a whole week to enjoy it. and Sunday, I cannot wait for Sunday. Super Sunday is what I call this. It's not Super Bowl Sunday. It's just Super Sunday.
It is.
And it's a lot of fun. And then we've got a lot of
work. Is it
because
it's supersized?
It is supersized.
It's supersized Sunday.
Dude, it's...
I am trying to acquire a Canon XLS one.
Thank you.
To do some video.
We need
and
a
stuff.
Really good camera. Yes, yes. We need a really good
May
camera.
May not happen. And I inquired as to renting one, and they're way...
They're really expensive.
They're out of our
They're
price
in the hundreds
range.
Of dollars
yes,
a day.
A day. Yes.
A day.
Well, the camera itself's like close to $6,000. So.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how we're going to pull this off. We got a lot of fun things we want to do with the Super Bowl, and it's going to take a lot of equipment and a lot of time, and we need people. And, you know, it was really a little irritating to hear from Ed, because Ed apparently during a Redskins game got to be a field reporter for one of the broadcasters, one of the radio broadcasters.
Yep.
And each radio broadcaster has a couple people working just for them,
yeah.
Feeding them stats and situations and numbers and players' names,
yeah.
And their whole stories and their mom's maiden names and things like that. It's crazy. We don't get that help. We're a two-man show, and we do the best we can.
Yeah, we actually should have probably asked for another credential or two for...
That would have been smart.
For, like, people to just carry
it's
all this equipment
late,
that's in
Steven.
Front of us.
It's not too late.
I don't think they're going to let another person on board.
I think they might. If we actually... Now that we are credentialed, yeah. There is a place to ask for additional credentials.
Well, let's do
because
it.
Because we don't have help, and we sure could use help.
I know my brother will do it for free.
Which one?
Albert, David.
Okay, I'm like, David's got to work.
Yeah. Albert. Albert okay. Take time off work.
Yeah. David's, I mean, his schedule does not, his schedule is like yours. It is rather rigid.
Yes.
Albert's schedule is a little bit more like mine, where you could fudge it just a little bit.
We should think about just for people to
help
care,
us
just
move
to hold
stuff.
A camera if we do get,
yeah,
even
exactly.
If it's just
we would like to do something together where we're on camera at the same time.
Yeah.
Instead of one of us taking turns. It's your turn now. You've got Winona Ryder, okay? I'm going to film and you do Winona Ryder.
Do Renona ride that?
Did I say that? I didn't say that.
Speaking of which, the Golden Globes. Did you see Natalie Portman?
First of all,
did you see her speech?
So, no, I didn't.
She, I hope she's saving the good speech for the Oscars. Let's just put it that way.
Look, she's a great actress. I don't know anything about her. Usually, the more I get to know about famous people, the less I like them.
You know, she got pregnant by the guy who did the choreography. For
didn't
the,
know that.
Okay.
That so, fits
and so
with
now,
the story.
And so
though.
Now they're engaged.
Oh God,
she got engaged with the
You're
dude.
You're ruining my buzz about her.
Look, okay. So anyway, she gets up on stage, and she's like, you know, she's thanking everybody. She
looks
she
fantastic.
Thanks this guy. And she's like, and you got, and I thank him. And he's like, you know, if you don't know him, he was the choreographer, and he was in the movie. He was the guy who was asked the question in the movie. They asked him if he wanted to sleep with me, and he says no, and he should win Best Actor for that because he so wants to sleep with me. And I'm like,
wow. She was just trying to keep up with Ricky Gervais, I think.
He was
having the
awesome.
Funny lines.
I like that little dude.
I love Ricky Gervais. However, I mean, he's never going to do anything like
no,
this again.
No, no, he got.
He's going to be showing. He's going to be told that he's no longer with us.
Blackballed.
Exactly. I my
if
favorite
you're
was
go out with style.
My favorite was the Robert Downey line where he says,
"Oh God."
You may remember him from his other roles at the Betty Ford Clinic and the L.A. County Lockup. They're talking about Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
People forget about the dude's turned his life around.
He's turned his life around completely.
It's okay to make fun
of it. But it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, the past is the past. He didn't say anything that wasn't true. He said a lot of things that were mean. But it was pretty funny. And, you know, nobody likes to
I
be
like
on
how
the...
he introduced Tom Hanks and Tim Allen when they came out together. Yeah. You know, this guy, you know him, you know, he's won 2 Academy Award, 2 Oscars, you know, blah, blah, blah. Tommy, you know, and the other guy's just Tim Allen.
Hey, how about the voice of Buzz Lightyear?
And the other guy's just Tim Allen.
The voice of Buzz Lightyear.
Well, that's why they came out together. It was Buzz and Woody.
Oh, I get it. Right? I get it now. Yeah. I get it now. Well, Tom Hanks, you know, has won Academy Awards. Tim Allen's, you know, Tim Allen.
And then Tom, and then actually they got him back. They were like, I remember Ricky Gervais was just this, you know, short
little funny guy. And now he's mean.
And then Tim Allen's, now he's neither. Okay.
See, that's the thing. When the talent
when
can't take
tangent,
the slams.
We tangent, dude.
We've been
on the Golden Globes now for the last, I don't know, what, 5 minutes?
If.
All right.
I
needed to bring your notch of Natalie Portman down just a little bit with the whole.
Which sucks because I saw Black Swan. And
I'm going to go see Black Swan.
Tough movie. Tough
you know,
movie.
I can handle it. I can handle anything.
Tough movie.
Although it's looked a little creepy, the trailer.
Dude, it's beyond creepy. Okay. Can you handle someone plucking stuff out of their own skin?
Ooh, okay.
I don't know that you're up for it, Steve. You don't like the heebie-jeebie kind of things.
I don't like heebie-jeebie kind of things, but it's Natalie Portman, so I'm going to go.
Well, and don't worry. There is no nudity. She is not naked in any of this. Okay. So I'm just saying, if you're going for that, you're gonna be disappointed.
I thought it would look like it. Look, it is one of Trisha's and I's goals to watch all of the nominated.
Me too.
Movies.
And now they've gone to 10. They're making it really hard.
They are. But
and I've done
saw
my
True
best.
Grit.
Yep.
Gonna see The Fighter. Saw Inception.
Social Network.
Social Network.
Social Network was that great.
It won last night.
I know. I was stunned.
I was stunned, too.
I was like, you know, of all the movies I've seen that are supposed to be nominated for Best Pick, I think Trisha actually turned on some air for us.
I don't know, but the air feels really
good. I know.
Good
it feels
right
really
now.
Good. It was about 90 degrees in here. And so, anyways, I've seen almost all of them. There's only a couple of fringe ones like Blue Velvet that could possibly get nominated that I haven't seen. I'm not going to unless they get nominated, and we won't know for a few weeks. We're going to find out the week of the Super Bowl. Are we going to get up early and watch that? I don't think so.
No. I used to do that with Trisha, and I'm like, you know what, babe? When we get up, they'll already be posted.
Exactly.
On the web,
on the
you
internet.
Just go in, and boom, they're there.
It's called the internet. Wake up when you want, and it's right there waiting for you.
But no, my wife and I, we used to wake up every morning.
What's with the owls? Who put the owls in there? Well, I guess we should get back to this.
There you go. Get back to the game. The final there, 48-21. Green Bay whoops up on Atlanta. Atlanta. There's always next year, man.
There's always next year.
Is the modern-day athlete a pale imitation of the great old warrior?
Nope.
Okay.
So that's all I got
to
say.
Let's move to Sunday, where the Seattle Seahawks
okay, maybe
travel
the Seahawks are a pale imitation.
To face the Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Chicago Bears.
Illinois, Chicago Bears.
Bear down.
I'm just going to say bite down till I die.
I know.
You know what? It's going to be 100 years from now, and I'm going to be bite down. Shut up, old man.
Now.
You young whippersnapper. Don't tell me to shut up. I'm going to smack you.
And as your age, we respected our team's fight songs.
Bite down.
I'll bite down on you if I had any teeth.
Jeffrey, all I have to say about this game, are you ready?
Sure, go for it, buddy.
Okay. So I need to say about this game is that I started watching this game.
And then you stopped.
Late? Because my friend was like, I'm coming over. Pause it.
Oh, dude.
And then, I shouldn't tell the story. Oh,
yeah. That's fine.
Okay, so pause it. I'm coming over. And this is Jeff, people. And I'm like, all right, cool. Boom. And so I pause it. And so I'm, you know, playing with the girls, you know, waiting for Uncle Jeff. I'm like, Uncle Jeff's coming. They're like, Uncle Jeff's coming. I'm like, yeah, girls, but come on. He's coming over to watch football. It's just going to be him, me, and him. We're going to watch some football. You guys are going to leave us alone. You're going to play with your mom. And they're like, okay. But can we play with you until he gets there? I'm like, yes, I'm in the front room. Apparently, you called and talked to Trisha.
And I made her promise to immediately tell you. Because I was calling
Trisha comes
you.
Over.
She calls me. And I'm like, I was just picking up a phone to call Steven.
Okay.
So please tell him this immediately because I don't want him to
So the next thing I know, she goes out, you know, because I'm with the girls, and she's like, yeah, Jeff's not coming. I'm like, what? I've paused the freaking game for him. So I come back, and I got to get all live, and he's already in the chat room talking to people about a play, and I'm like, I had to throw my computer across the room, literally, to catch up live. And so anyways, all this to say that I was not very happy at the beginning of this game. And then,
I'm sorry, but have you explained why?
3 minutes
have
into the game.
Why? Jake, I'm not just a boob?
Okay, hold on one second. I will in a minute. But 3 minutes into the game, Jay Cutler to Greg Olsen for a 58-yard touchdown pass. And now I'm doubly PO. I'm bummed that my buddy's not going to come watch the game with me. And I'm bummed that all of a just like that, Seattle's in a 7-0 hole on the road. Now, to, you know, in Jeff's defense, apparently his son backed his car up against yours.
No, he pulled. I'm in the garage.
You're in the garage.
And so he parks right behind me in the driveway.
Okay.
And then goes to the mountains and takes his keys.
Why did he take his keys?
Because he's trying to be a good grown-up and have his wallet with him and his keys all the time. He's practicing being a grown-up. And this is where practicing failed because he's 16. He didn't realize I don't need my keys because my car's at home and I'm in the mountains.
I don't know. I think you could have put it in neutral or something.
I could have probably rolled it.
And then just rolled it out and then had it hit your neighbor's fence and then just leave it there for him to have to deal with.
As it is, and this is a tangent, unfortunately, but hey, this is what it is. This car, the steering wheel, is now cockeyed by 2 hours, 3 hours, the steering wheel.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I just dropped $1,000 making this totally perfect, brought up to factory specification for the young man. The car built in 1999 was given to him in pristine condition. It's sure it's junky. It's got scratches all over it. The paint job's shot. But
it runs well.
It runs great.
Takes him from A to B.
Car.
Except that now the steering column, did he hit something? You go over
no,
something?
No, Dad, I didn't hit anything. I didn't hit a curb or anything. I'm like,
I didn't ask you about a curb.
I asked specifically. I'm like, the only way this happens is that you're parking the car fast and you hit a curb really hard. Or you clip the curb going around a corner. No, I would have known if I did that. Yeah, I know you would. So talk to me. No, I don't know. It was like this. Son, it wasn't because I was the last one to drive it before I gave it to you and it was fine.
Okay. Let's not continue to throw the poor boy under the bus.
Continue to throw the
Bottom
poor boy.
Line is,
give it a car.
Come to my house.
I couldn't.
You couldn't take Didi's car.
No, she was gone with Kara at the mall.
What the hell is she doing at the mall?
Not
it's
watching football.
Football Sunday.
She's trying to keep herself and her daughter happy.
I see. All right.
So I was all alone, and then I stupidly put out there, "Hey Ed, should I go to In-N-Out for lunch?" And Ed says, "Well, where'd the keys come from?" I had completely forgotten. This is how stupid
like,
I am.
What keys?
I'm like, oh, son of a. I'm stuck here at home. My wife and daughter are gone. Not only is there no one to cook for me, but there's not even any food in the house. And I'm starving. And I got so sad.
All right.
I didn't actually get to my car till noon today.
So before I even knew it, I had to get all caught up.
Yep.
It's
had to get
14-0 Chicago, and I'm like, "What? Why am I even watching this? And what on earth was I drinking?
What compelled
taking the
me?
Seattle Seahawks? I'm a freaking moron. I'm a boob of the day. I'm anything you want to call me. Call me that right now. What was I thinking?" And I was right. Seattle was never in this game.
Never.
Yeah, the final score somehow was 35-24 to make it look pretty.
Garbage time, friends.
To make it look like they were in the
game. Garbage time.
But you know what? That's not the final score. I mean, the final score was 35-7 because sometime like in the third quarter, Seattle scored a touchdown or something like that.
Garbage time.
Horrible. Horrible performance by the Seattle Seahawks. Horrible performance by Pete Carroll. But Jeffrey, you know what? Carlson going down early in the first quarter
That hit. Carlson.
We did find out they have been released by the hospital, and he's doing good. So.
And he's going to have a whole offseason to heal, so don't worry about that. I'm going to pull the curtain back on the Super Bowl a little bit more. The guy who's in charge of all IT stuff for those of us on Radio Row is based out of Seattle.
Yes.
And he actually works for the Seahawks doing all their IT stuff at Quest Field. They weren't supposed to go to the playoffs, Steven. So the guy doing all the coordination of all the IT for Radio Row, guess where he was? He was in Chicago.
Right.
And if they won, guess what? He's hosting the NFC Championship game. And for him to take care of those of us little peons going to the Super Bowl, we would have had to wait.
Yeah.
But as it was, they processed the payment on our internet connection this morning. Because the Bears took care of business.
I saw the email.
Exactly. I saw the bill. But that was so funny to see that invoice this morning. First thing on Monday morning, I guess you guys lost. I guess because this wouldn't have come for a couple weeks otherwise.
Jay Cutler, 15 of 28, 274 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, although there were five or six phantom picks.
Pick attempts. you know, if you're not even good at throwing picks, how good are you? You know? I'm going
to
do it.
We should do what we do when we don't know what to do.
And when we don't know what to do.
Now's the time to think, think, think. When you have a problem, think, think, think. Look at every clue like the super sleuth still and just think, think, think.
Now, Jay, I've got one thing to ask. Do you seriously think you're going to survive another week not being the gunslinger and giving your team a chance to win? This is one of the best defenses that has taken the field in a long time. And when you don't screw up, your team has a chance to win. Jay, do you think you can do it? Do you think you can do what you did? Tuck and run.
What are you talking about? I scored two touchdowns. I threw for two touchdowns. I had no interceptions. What are you, no fumbles? What
you
are you talking about?
You tried to throw interceptions.
But, you know, because I tried doesn't mean that I'm good. I'm going to be good.
Look,
I'm good, Jay, right now.
He is right now. And I want to support him and I want to give him love because this.
He's taking a bear?
This, no, Steven. Okay. However, only because they're playing the Packers, truly. And I think this Packers team is all that in a bag of chips. I really do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've heard your version of the Packers.
Look, I didn't even get into their defense. I didn't even get into how good they are. Speaking of defenses, the defense of the Chicago Bears is just out of their mind crazy. Julius Peppers is a god.
He's a
Brian
pepper.
Urlacher knows that this is one of his last chances to get the big ring, and he wants it badly, and he's playing like he wants it badly.
Is he biting down? Chicago Bears, bite down.
And the Bears fans hate us when we do that.
Really?
Yes, they do. They sit there, and they just, like, scream, Steven.
Would they throw snowballs at us if we went to the stadium?
Twice on Sunday.
Wow.
They would, and if there weren't enough snow, they'd make mud balls and they'd throw them at us. So just for the sake of, I like Chicago and I like the people there. I'm not Nipper. My bike was never stolen from Chicago.
I know. But you know what? My one experience in Chicago.
Mine was great.
Horrible.
I've been there five times.
1999, I was working for
Quadramed. Why was you so bad? I didn't know this.
So 1999, working for Quadramed where I was installing servers and software for medical companies all over the country. And got flown to Chicago in January after they got 28 inches of snow.
Okay.
Get on the ground, land. Michael Jordan decides to retire again. So he's holding a press conference. So everybody and their dog is there. There are no cars. They mess up my car reservation. It's butt cold. I'm talking about it's just so cold that it's cold. Colder
wow,
than cold.
That's pretty cold.
Colder than cold.
Right.
Like, and you know, and I was bundled. I mean, my trench coat, gloves,
shorts,
hat. No, I'm talking about I was bundled. Not like I was in Green Bay. I was bundled. And it was awful. Just an awful, awful experience. The snow had been, you know,
plowed
out.
Plowed.
And it's like, you know,
it's a mountain of snow.
Right. Taller
each,
than me.
Each side of the road, 20 feet high.
It was not pleasant. And the people were not pleasant. And the company that I went to go do the install for was not pleasant.
Well, it was a bad company.
It was just not pleasant.
Where were they located approximately?
I don't know.
Relative to between the water and the Sears Tower.
And they were closer to the water.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I like it there. Been there four or five times. Found the people to be very pleasant. And, boy, I love how everybody dresses there. Man, a work day there. Everyone dressed to the nines. They look fine as wine on the 4th of July. Woo!
Yeah.
But they're the pride and joy of Illinois. Chicago Bears, bear down.
Well, you got to give it to the Bears. They took care of business. They knew that they were a much better team than the team that was coming in there.
Way.
And finally, you know, Chicago, not Chicago, Seattle, played up to their 7-9 record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, here's how are you going to account for it? The Chicago Bears are going to play for the next 6 days. All we're going to hear is that nobody respects the Bears.
Nobody does.
But we're going to look.
They're 4-point dogs at home.
The fact is their defense is top notch. Okay.
Here we go. It's round two.
I'm just trying to support the teams that are left in the playoffs and say, let's give them the respect that they deserve for getting this far in the playoffs. Now, it just so happens the Bears got really, really fortunate that they got a bye week. And then that they got another bye week.
Yeah, they got two bye weeks.
Yeah, they got really fortunate there. And but what that allowed them to do is play football. Devin Hester is still Devin Hester, and you still don't kick to Hester. And you know what? They kicked to Hester.
Yeah.
And he burned him.
And burned him significantly.
But when I go back to the last time the Packers played, they kicked to Hester.
Yeah.
And it cost them dearly. Week three, when they lost 20-17, most of that was because of Devin Hester.
Yeah.
And look,
Green Bay was not Green Bay.
And neither was Chicago. Their offensive line was in a shambles.
Pretty awful, yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. And Devin Hester alone made this a very compelling game, and the Bears win 20-17.
Okay.
And so, look, the fact that they played Seattle was just a farce. It was a complete farce. Jay Cutler running for 2 touchdowns. I was very, very proud of him. I thought, you know, if you're ever going to escape the label of big mistake, Jay, this is the way you do it, is you don't throw interceptions. You keep plays alive with your feet. You don't force balls in there where there is nowhere to force a ball in. And occasionally you take off with your feet. And I thought he did a pretty good Aaron Rodgers impersonation there. And I think what we're going to see is going to be a very close game this weekend against the Packers.
All right. Well, we'll get to that one. The final here, 35-24, Dub Bears.
Dub Bears. Last time Chicago won the NFL title, there was a guy's name, Mike Singletary.
I am a little saddened by the fact that the 7-9 Seattle Seahawks didn't at least get to 9-9 and then go to the championship game.
I'm relieved. That was a nightmare. Jim McMahon, Walter Payton, sweetness, the Super Bowl shuffle 25 years ago.
That's the last time they won it.
They've
been in there recently. They just lost to the Colts.
I know. And now they're going to get a chance to say,
the Bears are who we thought they were.
Are they or aren't they? We won't know, but we'll find out on Sunday.
See, when you play that clip, what Danny Green was saying right there is that we thought they were bad.
And they were bad.
We just let them off the hook.
We let them off the hook.
So
we should have beaten them. I know,
don't know the Bears are bad.
I'm not saying
that. The Bears were bad.
Steven, I'm taking Denny Green out of context.
Prior to their bye week, they were bad. That game against that Sunday night football game against the Giants.
Correct.
They were awful.
They were horrible. And I mean, Steven, they turned a significant corner. Mike Martz decided to, you know what? Instead of me being Mike Martz, why don't I see who I have around me talent wise, Forte, Hester, Knox, and Cutler, who's not a very responsible quarterback, and why don't I coach and tailor this offense around their strengths instead of me being Mike Martz?
I guarantee you,
this is what I do
next week, though.
What?
Greg Wilson will not have 113 yards receiving and a touchdown or two.
We don't know.
The Packers will find a way to shut him down.
We don't know.
He's a big part of it. They got to find a way to get their ball to their wide receivers.
Greg Olsen is – I love Greg Olsen. I think he's a great guy. He's a great blocking back. He does all of his assignments well. And
it's going to be an interesting game.
It is. He's a great tight end.
Running out of time, let's move to the fourth and final game, the game of all games.
The granddaddy of them all.
Sunday night, the New England Patriots hosted the New York Jets.
Mark Sanchez. We're going to get Trisha to record Mission Viejo fight song.
She has asked if the Jets go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, I want a recording of just her.
She doesn't want a recording. She wants to teach me the song, and she wants me to sing it to him.
Can I do it too, since I went to the damn school?
If you know the song.
I know it better than you.
And she was going to she's going to teach me every word.
You only know three of them.
Mission Viejo High School.
Mission Viejo
High.
That's
four.
You mess up the high school is one word.
Since when?
Since now.
You're wrong. It's two words.
Since now.
Well, I'm not kept up. I mean, I don't follow the
There was
Jeff
a time that
rules.
Email was two words, you know, e-mail. Back
when?
In the old days. You don't remember
when?
That? Were you not alive when email was e-mail?
I never
and
used
And when website I guess, was web-site. And it's like language evolves. And,
yes.
And high school
has never evolved to
no,
be one word.
No, it hasn't, but it will. Trust me. I'm a fortune teller.
Okay, fortune teller. How come you couldn't fortune your way into the Patriots not winning this game?
It is really hard to be impartial about a team that you care about. And I care a lot about this Jets team, Steven.
Yeah.
We were there at the opening of the new Meadowlands Stadium on Monday Night Football. We saw them play. I made Rex happy in a press conference where they lost to the Ravens by 3 points. And Mark Sanchez, I think the world of, we saw him play in high school, you and I. So it's like, I'm so not impartial about this team. We hung out with Coach Cherry, Jericho Cotchery in the Coliseum this summer. You know, yep. We had fun with him. We're not impartial about this team.
Probably not. I'm invested. I'm on the bandwagon.
I am totally too. But
I'm
it's
not
like,
on the bandwagon. I am the bandwagon.
But whenever I find myself blinded by love for a team or something, I tend to go, you know what? Just...
You were blinded.
Slow your roll.
You were blinded by the light.
Wrapped up like a deuce.
In the middle of the night.
There you go.
See? It's wrapped up by a deuce.
Like a
I never knew that.
In the night.
I never knew that.
Most people don't. That's why I was making it.
Thank you
like
for
a deuce coop.
Yeah, deuce coop. I know the deuce. Most people don't. Deuce. Yeah.
Yeah, they think it's like a female hygiene product or something. But see... No, that's seriously what most people think the line is, which makes no sense at all.
Let's see.
It's a hot car. So here's the thing. I find myself when I have an emotional investment in a team, I tend to pick against them because I don't want to feel like it's my heart making the decision. I want it to be my head making the decision.
Right.
And I think this was a smart play because look, I'm pretty much done taking the New England Patriots in big games until they retool.
Right.
They've got to become a more complete team. I still believe Belichick's a great coach. I still believe Tom Brady's a great quarterback. I believe Wes Welker is one of the best at the game on the crossing routes and things like that. But they need more weapons. They need a more mature defense. And then, boom, I'm going to believe in them, but they need some shutdown corners. They don't got that.
Well, they may become.
They need
remember,
help and safeties.
These guys are young.
This is
they
my
are,
point.
Their whole
but if
secondary
they do,
was young.
If they do, I will support them completely, but I'm not taking them in big games
Do you know
anymore.
What I used to say to that, you know, blinded by the light? Woke up with a doobie in the middle of the night. That's what I used to say.
I woke up with a doobie in the middle of the night.
Blinded by... Okay, I'm sorry. So you didn't want to be blinded by the Jets and your love for them.
Yeah.
So you went against them. See, it wasn't and, so much my love
for
the Jets.
I was going for
when
the
I,
Packers.
When I
the Patriots.
The, when we recorded the show, the prediction show for the right. week, the preview show...
you didn't want it to be a challenge game.
And that's really why, you know, I had a gut feeling, and it wasn't so much that I really liked the team. It was just a gut feeling that I'm telling you, as long as the Jets are in it, that's what I'm taking with.
There you go.
I'm rolling them. It feels like they are the team of destiny.
That may get me out of a pretty nasty punishment.
They are the team of destiny.
Density.
They have density on their side, and you should not let your love blind you and not take them. You may be wrong with the Steelers. Steelers did not impress me with their win over Baltimore.
No, they didn't.
Baltimore was all over in that game.
That was a strange game. That was a very, very strange game. However, the fact of the matter remains that the Steelers did what they needed to do, and they got there, and they got done with their post-bye week blues, and I think they're going to be more than ready to handle the Jets coming in here. Now, I love this storyline of the homecoming for Santonio Holmes coming back to play in Steel City and Heinz Field.
In this game, had I told anybody,
yeah,
with 2 minutes left in the third quarter, the Patriots will only have 3 points. I think people would have stopped listening to me and never listened ever
much.
Again. Had I said that?
We're too stupid.
So I'm telling you, Patriots only going to have 3 points. and going then, into late in the third quarter.
And the thing I was enjoying texting everybody in the chat room was, let's see here. How many points did the Jets get in the last time these two teams played?
Oh,
yeah,
three.
Yeah. Huh. It's like payback time almost.
Now, the Patriots did score 18 points in now, the final quarter
talk about
in
that?
3 minutes.
Can we talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. So here's the deal. The Jets go and do some unorthodox things.
Unorthodox?
Okay. For example, not allowing the clock to get run out. Making sure that they weren't the last ones on the field. They gave the Patriots two opportunities for onside kicks.
Well, they scored touchdowns.
Yeah, and if you don't score, guess what? You have the opportunity to run out the clock and win the game. And nobody likes to play that way.
I think it was a little early.
It was a when, minute,
when
minute
Sean
33.
Green scored that. That
minute 33.
That, and, was and, it a minute 33 left?
Yeah.
I thought it was more like 3 minutes when
they
got the ball.
No.
Oh, I got to go
see, here's the thing, is that nobody thought. Ryan was talking about in his presser that he knew that they were going to bust one. He didn't know it would be that soon. And they did. It was like the second carry on while they're trying to kind of run out the clock and things like that. And boom, Green just bust one up the sidelines.
No, okay. So here's the deal. Yeah, that's what I thought. So Brady score a field goal. The Pats score a field goal to make it a 7-point game, to make it 21-14.
And the fact that they couldn't get that field goal off, Steven, before the 2-minute warning.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, you're saying it with a grin on your face because Jordan, the second Jordan gets in range, cell phone range, he's texting. The first thing he did is he went to Cha-Cha. And so who won the games this weekend? He texts on Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
And he gets the score sent to his cell phone.
Okay.
Because he doesn't have web access on his phone. He's
Cha-Cha,
just
got, okay.
Which is this thing, you ask it any question, it'll email you an answer. Yeah.
Who's going to win this weekend?
Well,
it'll
give you an answer. Oh. I mean, it may not be right, but it'll give you an answer. And so then he starts just putting all over Facebook via his phone. Like, oh, Patriots lose. Wah!
I did see some of his Facebook posts.
My gosh, he was laying it on thick. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you didn't even see the game, you clown.
Yeah, he
you
is have a clown
no
for
idea.
Not watching the game. He's going to watch the game. He's going to man up and actually watch football this weekend.
Yes, he is not going to another spiritual life weekend with his school. And he's going to instead do secular life, all football. I couldn't bust him in the chat room about that, Steven. You're like, why is he all watching football? I'm like, it's called spiritual life emphasis. And when I think it's pretty cool when one-third of the student body goes, and especially, and more than half of those were guys and football players to boot.
I saw some pretty hot chicks that went up there as well. So
okay, no, there's some really beautiful ones, but that's not the point. That's not why
I
they were there.
I saw his pictures.
I haven't seen. He's posted pictures for the weekend.
Yeah,
how fun. No, he and Jared had a great time. And look, I'm sorry.
I had some water go down the wrong.
I
pipe.
See. Well, I know.
I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing. Water went down the wrong path.
Although I do want to go on Facebook and look at those pictures. So Jordan is just talking all the smack. I'm like, here's the thing that I found funniest is that this team that is so good at so many things could not get a field goal off before the 2-minute warning. And then, you know what, Steven, with there was like 5 minutes left in the game, it looked like they were playing in slow motion. There was no sense of urgency with the Patriots.
They
played like they were winning.
But here's the deal. So they tie it. There's a minute 57 left. It's a 7-point game, 21-14.
Why do you kick the field goal at that point and not take a shot at the end zone?
Because you need a field
goal. Because
it's fourth down.
Oh, it's fourth. I didn't know it was fourth.
No, it's fourth down.
You need the field goal. And I'm a big proponent of.
Many people never do. They always like, we're going to get the touchdown now.
No, my thing is kick the field goal when you get in range, do the onside. And if you're lucky,
they had a great onside kick.
They did. It was fantastic. But Cromartie went off his foot. Okay.
So at that point, there's a minute 57. You can't just kneel down because the Patriots still had two timeouts. You actually have to run. You have to try and
get a first down.
Get a first down.
Get a first down.
Yeah, but he broke it.
He broke it, and he scored.
Now,
and that gave him another chance to tie the game.
But you don't break
if
it.
If you get the first down
and
take a knee.
The Patriots still had timeouts.
I don't know that at
if
that point.
If you do that, the Brian Westbrook kneeled down at the 1-yard line, the Cowboys had no more timeouts that game.
Okay.
And whoever else did it, there was another player
that
did
it. Some moron did it while they were, like, or let him score when they were just nonsense.
But if you, I understand what you're saying, but not when the other team still has timeouts and can stop the clock.
Okay.
That's why they scored the touchdown.
Okay.
And you scored the touchdown, and now you're up 14 with less than a minute 30. So you're up 14. You think, look, there's no time on the clock. There's like a minute. You're leaving a minute 30 left on the clock, and now I'm up 28-14. But they didn't play defense.
No.
And the Patriots marched down the field rather easily. Scored a touchdown, make it 28-21.
Yeah, that touchdown.
Then it was the onside kick again, which they did the exact same one.
Well, if it works, don't fix it.
But this time Smith was there. He gets the onside kick, and then now victory formation came over.
Must say this, the fact that the Jets went in there, another reason I would never have gone with the Jets in this game was that Brad Smith was ineligible for this game. He could not play this game. And yes. To me, how you go about, I believe still the Jets must have a version of the Wildcat in their playbook so they that they can
it.
Win the game.
They tried it one time. It was irrelevant.
LT had never taken a snap that I'm aware of while he was a Charger.
I think he's done it before.
And you know what? It didn't work. He botched
it. And they never did it again. And they were fine.
But now, hopefully this week, they get Brad Smith back to return kicks and to do the Wildcat
thing.
To me,
I think what the Jets did were perfect. We just play football. Let everybody else do the trickeration. Because the Patriots...
Trickeration didn't work all
Patriots
weekend, no matter what game it was.
Came out and tried to do the trickeration. And those plays didn't work for them.
The fake.
It's like, when in the world do you ever see Tom Brady out trying to block for a crazy double reverse?
Did he put down a good block? Yes, he did. I like giving Patriot love when I can. It was a good block, Brady. Nice job.
Okay.
Good block.
So I say, you know what? Next week, Jets, go out and just play football. Let the Steelers do all the trickeration and be ready for those tricks. And trust me. A Rex Ryan defense is going to be ready for those tricks. Let them do it. And it was a great game. The Rex Ryan had his team. And one thing that I kept saying, there's no way Rex Ryan has this team, allows this team to get beat down 45-3 like they did.
There you go.
Just a few weeks ago.
There you go.
Final score. The New York Jets go into Foxborough and pull the upset 28-21 over New England. And they're headed to the AFC Championship again for the second straight year.
Congratulations to them, man. Buddy. That's, you know, for the New York Jets, how amazing. You have a young coach. You have a young quarterback. And you are doing nothing but winning. And winning when it matters most. And this is impressive. If they are to go on to the Super Bowl, it'll be for the first time since 1969. Joe Willie Namath,
Joe Namath.
Guarantee.
And I'm just going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah. Does
I'm
Joe guarantee?
100% certain. Jets make it to the playoff, to the Super Bowl.
Does Joe guarantee
somebody,
a win?
Somebody on the team is going to guarantee the win.
Well, you know, it's so funny. Pat Kerwin each week tries to bait Joe into... No, it's Adam Scheid with Broadway Joe. Tries to bait him into a guarantee each week. The joke gets really old.
Yeah.
And if I'm, seriously, if I'm Namath, I seriously go back and I wish I had never said that. Because for the rest of my life, people are going to ask me to guarantee things.
Stuff, yeah.
Like, it's really old. That's like being Gilligan on Gilligan's Island, man. You are typecast. Your career is over. Come on, little buddy. Yeah, that was funny 30 years ago.
But first thing, you got to name your island. What's your name?
Gilligan's. That was a great commercial.
That was a good commercial.
We had fun with the commercials during. We had fun with the commercials during the live chat.
Yep,
I don't know if we'll be live chatting this weekend. No guarantees.
You know what? I'm going to give a round of applause. Where's the round of applause? But here.
Oh, we've got
a
round of applause. Yeah. It might be square, but it's a round of applause.
For McDonald's, the busting out some new commercials during the game. Did you see a couple of McDonald's?
No.
There was the one with the Bears where the dudes bought some McDonald's and they're sitting. They've pulled into this camp out in the forest and they're sitting in the car with the McDonald's french fries and the bear comes in and takes the car and they run out of the car and the bear's just eating the french fries and then he tips the car over so the fry
would
come out. He's like, there's always one
so
down
far
there
you were describing the Yogi Bear movie in 3D and I wasn't enjoying it. Okay.
No.
But that was fun. I remember that. He's tipping the car because there's always, and you know what?
Because
the fun thing about having a new car, there's no french fries in this car.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to come. When are you going to give me a ride?
You've still never been in my car. Hence the reason there's no French fries in my car.
Ouch.
Ouch.
And with that, it's time to go. We'll be back with the...
Coon and Friends alert. Coon and Friends alert. Alert. Seriously. All Coon Friends to base. Alert, you guys. I'm seriously.
And in just a couple of days, we'll come back with our AFC and NFC championship previews, where Jeffrey must differ on at least one
and
game.
We'll take the Steelers and Steven will take the Jets.
Yep.
And that will
and
be
that
it.
Will
we're
be
both
it.
Rolling
and
the Packers. There's no secrets here.
There is.
We're
no
out
secrets.
There, but we'll tell you why.
Yes.
And we'll tee it all up and we'll have more news and more goofiness. So
and
don't you go
all,
anywhere.
That's all coming up in a few days. But for now,
can you do it?
T-S, Jets.
Steven, you in with me on this?
That was fun. Do it again. One, two, three.
That was fun. Do it again.
Good night, people.
Perfect. Okay, can you do one more?
Team on three. One, two, three.
Team.